You've heard the coaches' insights leading up to tonight's game of the week. We brought you predictions and updates of all our area teams. You've seen or heard the hits and huge plays of tonight's biggest game. Well, fans, we're just getting started. It's time now for the Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show with Jake and Boz on the MSC Sports Radio Network. The Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show is brought to you by Honeyman Ford, McDonald's in Hiawatha and Seneca, by MCON, American Family Insurance Agent Brad Noller, BNP Propane, by the Denison State Bank, by JBN Telephone Company, Highland Community College, Helena Agra Enterprise, by Commercial Tire Solutions, Edward Jones, Sunflower Community Credit Union, by Blue Valley Technologies, Lucar Chiropractic, and by Giant Communication.
This is how we do it.
All right, let's get going here. Come on now. It's Friday night, which means it's time for the Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show with Jake and Boz here on the MSC Radio Network. Also live on Facebook Live and TikTok, but no Boz tonight. Boz has got some other things that are taking priority, as they should. And so we've got a special co-host here tonight. Filling the shoes of Boz is none other than, we're going to call him Jay Hall. It's Jeremy Holiday from the Kansas State High School Activities Association. Jay Hall, thanks for joining me tonight.
Man, what a pleasure. I'm so glad he has his priorities mixed up so I could join you.
That's exactly right. We're super glad to have you on with us. Jay Hall knows he's filling the shoes of Boz tonight. So, Jay Hall, that means that you got Boz responsibilities tonight. So, as we start off every single show the exact same way, the folks at home, they want to know about the scores from tonight.
That's right. Final regular season game four seeding. So here we go. So Holton at Sabetha. Holton 47, Sabetha 33. So Holton gets the win there. Valley Falls at Jackson Heights. Jackson Heights 38, Valley Falls 33. Troy 59 at Horton. Horton with 50. So 59-50, Troy with the victory. Riverside 39 at Hiawatha. 42-39, Hiawatha with the victory there.
Close one.
Yes. So moving on. Oskaloosa at Pleasant Ridge. Oskaloosa 53, Pleasant Ridge 27. Mar Hill at McClouth. Mar Hill 50, McClouth 11. ACCHS at Jeff County North. ACCHS 12, and Jeff County North takes the win 52-12. Silver Lake 68, St. Mary's 31. These are girl scores, by the way.
Girl,
we didn't qualify
scores.
That.
Perfect.
So girl,
that's
scores.
All right.
There we go. We need to get that.
Yeah.
So, Perry the Compton visited Rural Valley tonight. They get the victory 46-38. Concordia at Nemaha Central. Nemaha Central takes the win 46-35. And Donovan West at Washington County, they take the victory 61-24. Valley Heights at Onega, they'll take victory 65-32. Frankfort at Lynn 52, Frankfort 22. Moving on, Axtell at Clifton Clyde. We got Clifton Clyde 56, Axtell 45. And Blue Valley at Centralia. Centralia 58, Blue Valley 36. NEK at Jeff West. Jeff West 66, NEK 24. And close one here to round out the girl scores.
Yep.
Riley County 39, Rossville 37.
Wow. You talk about a tight game, and that's a game again where Rossville, they probably haven't had the record the season they wanted to have. Riley County, the Fighting Nelsons over there, they're having a good season themselves, and nice tight game to end the regular season. Jay Hall, great job on that. And guess what? We have every single girl score here tonight. That's the first time ever, maybe.
You want to hit some boys scores that we have?
Yeah, come on with it.
All right, here we go. Holton at Sabetha, so Sabetha 57, Holton 47. Movement Riverside at Hiawatha, great game here in the fourth quarter. I was listening on the way in. So Hiawatha wins 57-49. Oskaloosa at Pleasant Ridge, Oskaloosa 61, Pleasant Ridge 50. Perry LeCompton 68, Royal Valley 64.
Tight game.
Yes. And then we got a couple more here. Valley Heights at Onega. Onega 58, Valley Heights 49. JCC 39, Auburn 63, and then Rossville takes the victory over Riley County 74-47.
First burger of the night, Jay Hall.
Yep, I still try to learn all about that. Long time caller, first time listener.
Yeah, right, exactly. Hey, what scores do we still need on that guy's side?
Okay,
so
the boys, we still need Valley Falls, Jackson Heights, Troy at Horton. We need Mar Hill and McLeod, ACCHS at Jeff County North, Concordia at Nemaha Central, Frankfort at Lynn, Axtell, Clifton, Clyde, Blue Valley, Centralia, and NEK Jeff West are the scores we need still. So,
all right, I think I just got the JCN ACCHS boys score. JCN 66, ACCHS 44. So 66-44, the Chargers from JCN get the win over them Tigers at ACCHS. And wanted to let the folks know as well, because, yeah, end of the regular season tonight, Jay Hall, which means league champions have been crowned. And there's a couple leagues that the champion was already decided before tonight. There's a couple games that they were meant for tonight only, as, man, winner take all. One was last night as well. But just so you guys know, from the Twin Valley League, we'll start over there on the boys' side, Axtell. They are the Twin Valley League regular season champs. They've ran the table now two straight years, and in the history, this is a message that came in to me and said only three teams in the Twin Valley League have ever ran the table in that long-storied league. Three of them. Clifton Clyde did it once. Axtell Boys has done it now 2 years in a row. Perfect 10-0 mark in league play and back-to-back league champions on the boys' side.
That's impressive in the TBL.
Absolutely.
Obviously, the history speaks for itself.
No doubt about it. Other area league champions staying in the Twin Valley League. On the girls' side, Hanover is your regular season champions. Big East League, this was a couple games last night that were just impressive, to say the least, because they were, I got to get my ears switched there. Now, I mean, it was too crystal clear.
It was really clear. Now, what'd you do?
Well, I had to mix it up to get us our over-the-air signal. You know, a little bit fuzzier,
All right.
But you got to make sure we get it in our ears here so we know how the folks are hearing it. All right, the Big East League, it came down to last night, Jay Hall, and it was Silver Lake at Hiawatha. These two teams, both girls and guys, winner take all in the regular season. Silver Lake, an emphatic win over Hiawatha last night on the girls' side of things. They are your regular season champs in the Big East League. And then on the guys' side, what a finish between these two, because Silver Lake, I believe it was Kruger, hit a corner three with 15 seconds left. Or maybe 20 seconds left. Then Braylon Steven Morgan for Hiawatha hits a three in response with about 12 seconds left. And that was the way that game ended up. Hiawatha, the first time in 16 years, your league champions in the newly formed Big East League. How about the Northeast Kansas League? Well, on the boys' side of things, Valley Falls is your Northeast Kansas League regular season champs. That is in large part last week. They didn't get a win, but they still got the league title because of a loss from Riverside. And so Valley Falls, this was on Tuesday, I should say, gets that, you know, they're upset, they lose the game, but man, they get notification, hey, we're league champs though. So Northeast Kansas League on the boys' side once again goes through Valley Falls. And then on the girls' side of things, tonight was the night in the Northeast Kansas League, Jay Hall. Troy had to go down to undefeated Horton on the girls' side. And you mentioned the score of that one, 59-50. The Trojans are your back-to-back NEKL girls champions.
Yeah, good for Troy.
Big time. And from the Meadowlark Conference, Atchison, the Phoenix, as we call them every single week. On the boys' side, Jay Hall, perfect season for them continues. They are your Meadowlark League champions here this year. So those are your league champs here for 2025 into 2026. It's impressive seeing some parity. I want to briefly go back to the Twin Valley League really quick, though, because that nugget that we got sent in about how it's only been ran the table three times, two of those have been by Axtell the last 2 years. Twin Valley League is probably the most storied conference in the state of Kansas, or maybe am I being partial because I live up this way?
Maybe, but it's definitely has to be considered. You think about what they do in the state tournament every year. Not just basketball, but every sport in this postseason. When you're represented in two classifications, more than two teams, even in the finals as we saw last year in the girls, I believe, if I remember right.
Yeah.
So it's just night in and night out. You got to bring it so that helps you in the postseason.
Yeah, no doubt about it. You're getting beat up, and you might make it to a state. I mean, Donovan West sticks out to me, girls, from a season ago. You know, you come in there with 6, 7, 8 losses going into the state tournament, and you make it all the way to the title game.
That's right.
That's because the league prepares you for those moments.
Absolutely.
And I'm excited to see what happens this year. Again, Jay Hall filling in for Boz here tonight. We'll be talking about why Boz is gone. It's a valid reason, okay? It's not because he called in sick or he wanted a night off. He has to play dad. And a good reason for it, his youngest gets married tomorrow, so tonight was rehearsal.
Good friend.
So, yeah, absolutely.
Youngest. Oh, wow.
Youngest. Boz is an old
man,
guy.
He's an old feller.
Man, I hope he's listening tonight.
Golly.
He should be listening, dang it. He should have the entire family sitting around listening on the radio here this evening. We've got our game of the week to get to. It was a little bit different without Boz here, but we'll break that down here in just a minute. We got to get to our first timeout, though. When we come back, we'll rehash some scores. We'll give you some Lucre Chiropractic and Wellness Game Ball nominees that have already came in. But if you want to give somebody on this Game Ball nominee list, guys, you've only got tonight and next week for game balls. That's it. So if somebody hasn't won one from your area that you're wanting to win a game ball, you got to get them nominated by calling the Giant Communications Hotline. That's 785-547-3461. We've got Ray Penny, Kurt Kilman, Jay Hall. I'm Jake. Stick with us. We're coming back after this timeout. You're listening to the Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show with Jake and Boz. Jay Hall tonight. Hang out with us.
As the market president for the Seneca and Sabetha communities, I want to personally thank our customers for the trust you've placed in Community National Bank. This is Alan Meyer, and we are committed to supporting local farmers, businesses, families, and individuals with the financial tools and personalized services that help you succeed. Our dedicated team is here to guide you through all your banking decisions. Together, we will continue to grow and thrive in our local communities. Welcome home to Community National Bank. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Helena Agri-Enterprises in Centralia, Seneca, Bern, and Home City are driven by the success of our customers. Founded in 1957, we've grown to be one of the nation's foremost agricultural and specialty formulators. Our crop protection products, fertilizer, and application services are just a few of the things we do to help our customers succeed. Put our local people to work for you. Call or see us at Helena Agri-Enterprises in Seneca, Centralia, Bern, and Home City.
On your way to the game or on the ride home from the game, stop by McDonald's in Seneca or Hiawatha for a meal or just for a snack. There's a variety of delicious items to choose from on their menu, and you can get them to go. Why cook before or after the game? Stop in for your favorite drink or ice cream treat like a McFlurry or an ice cream cone. Or one of your favorite sandwich like a Big Mac or a Quarter Pounder. Whether you're headed to or from the game, stop by McDonald's in Hiawatha or Seneca.
Bruna Implement, your local Case IH dealer, invites you to take advantage of our winter service special before it ends on February 28th. It's the perfect opportunity to make sure your equipment is ready to go when the next season rolls around. Call us today to sign up and get ahead of the game for a smooth, successful next season. Bruna Implement, your trusted Case IH dealer, with locations in Washington, Clay Center, Marysville, Hiawatha, Seneca, and Humboldt, Nebraska.
At Giant Communications, connection is more than just technology, it's trust. Since 1955, we've proudly supported our communities with dependable service and local touch. From small towns to growing cities, we're here, committed to reliability and keeping you connected to what's most important. Giant Communications, built on connections, powered by community.
My name is Denise, and I have been a patient at Lucre Chiropractic and Wellness for over 10 years. Chiropractic care has really helped me with my migraine headaches and has also helped me care for my family, including my special needs daughter. Dr. Lucre and his staff are always welcoming and attentive. Regular chiropractic care has helped me meet my daily challenges, stay involved in extra activities I enjoy, and is an essential part of my life. I would highly recommend Lucre Chiropractic and Wellness to you and your family.
Denison State Bank, putting your interests at heart.
Denison State Bank is here to help local businesses. From sole proprietors to storefront shops, We have the money to loan and the expertise to share. Our digital auto books lets local businesses receive card and ACH payments within their online banking.
Denison State Bank, putting your interest at heart.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
All right, this is new for Jay Hall, but we do it every single week. Jay Hall, this is my favorite segment every single week. And what we say is, was your team doing the rocking, or was your team getting rocked?
Yeah.
You like it?
That's tough.
It's tough.
That's tough.
But hey.
Great song. Though.
We have fun with it, though, right?
This should be the song that played before every tip-off in the arena. Just went crazy.
Yeah, exactly.
This is it.
Keep it rolling, man. You're welcoming, or we are welcoming you back to the Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show with Jake and Boz here on this Friday, February the 20th. I'm Jake. That's not Boz. That's Jay Hall. Jeremy Holiday filling in for Boz here tonight here on the Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show. Boz is out tonight. He'll be back next week with us. He took a week, a little bit of a vacation away. Got some skiing in out in Colorado with his boys.
Ooh, nice.
The one that's getting ready to get married. A little bit of a getaway there. And now he is getting ready to actually he's gonna get him married off tomorrow. So
yeah.
Tonight is the rehearsal dinner. We got to go straight to our Giant Communications hotline though, because we do have a caller on the Giant Communications hotline. Again, before we get to our caller, Jay Hall, can you tell me who do we have on our nominee list for the Lucre Chiropractic and Wellness Game Ball tonight?
We've got Derek Harvey. Oskaloosa dropped 37 points tonight. So
okay.
Big night for Derek.
Okay, so we need some more. And again, I'm going to mess up with your ears here. I got to get back over the air here. Sorry about that. But Jay Hall's getting everything about how
right.
a show is ran here.
So the sausage is made here.
This is how the sausage is made. So we've got one nominee on the guy's side, no nominees on the girl's side. So if you want to get somebody on our nomination list, make sure you do so. Give us a call. Looks like we maybe just have one right there, Jay Hall, that came in on the Facebook feed. Ethan Morton with 22 points tonight from Hiawatha. On the boys' side of thing, Ethan Morton, 22 points, 5 rebounds, 3 steals on senior night for the Big East League champion Hiawatha Redhawks. So still no girls nominated yet. So that's on you guys, the listener, to make sure you nominate somebody. Give us a call on the Giant Communications hotline. 785-547-3461 is that phone number. Giant Communications, check out their brand new website online at giantcomm.net. If you need the most reliable, locally serviced internet provider in Northeast Kansas, look no further than Giant Communications. Again, online at giantcomm.net. To the hotline we go. Caller, are you there?
I'm here.
Who do we got?
This is Joe.
Joe. All right, Joe, where are you calling from?
Topeka.
Joe from Topeka. What do you want to talk about tonight, Joe?
I just want to know who this Joker is that's filling in for Boz tonight.
Man, yeah, I tell you.
It's getting deep real quick.
I tried to warn Jake. He called me. I said, are you sure? You're positive about this.
Who is this really?
It's Boz.
Oh!
Giving you a hard time. Jay Hart, you're doing awesome.
You know, I'm nervous now that you're listening. Got me shaking a little bit.
Hey, I told Jake, I heard him say, we're getting my youngest son married off tomorrow. We're having the rehearsal dinner tonight. But I told him I was going to sneak out for a little bit, listen to the show, and just kind of see how you were doing. I think you're doing good, dude. Just hang in there. You're good.
Now, I've tried to take notes every time that I watch. So I've got a couple lines of notes to make sure I'm doing all right, filling in for you.
No, I love it, man.
Now I got Boz. I got to know. Did you hear the conversation that Jay Hall and I had early? Just in the first segment, we were talking about how you're getting your youngest married off.
No, I did not hear that.
Oh, that's good.
Well, that's unfortunate. So you'll have to go back and listen to the replay then, because we're not going to give you those details, right, Jay Hall?
No, never.
Yeah, not going to do that. So okay. you'll have to go back and
okay.
listen to it.
I'll go back and listen to it. Now you got me curious.
Yeah, that's exactly how it should be, right?
That's what I get for missing the show tonight.
Yeah. I don't know. Did you hit record, though? I don't think we recorded.
Oh, shoot.
Yeah.
It's not recorded.
Sorry.
Either. Dang. Well, I guess you'll never know, Boz.
Jake's lying. I'm going to go back and test it and see.
Boz knows everything. He knows that I freak out if things aren't, you know, ready to rock and roll, right?
Oh, yeah. And he does freak out quite often.
He's saving you a piece of pizza here, though.
That's right. We got pizza tonight, Boz.
I don't remember. We didn't have any food the last several weeks.
Well, unfortunately, I think Boz is cutting out. I don't hear him very well anymore, so we're going to have to cut him loose, I think. Yeah. Boz, hey, have a great time, dude. Again, the listeners understand why you're not here tonight, but, yeah, J-Hall will fill your shoes as best as he can. Try and give away game ball and brings good recognition. Final regular season night's over, dude. We know pretty much everything we need to know heading into Substate now.
Man, I can't wait. It seems like the season's gone so fast, but here we are. Regular season's over. There's not a better time right now. You're going to the Substate. It's basically win or go home. So heck of a good time of the season right now.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Well, hey, man, again, enjoy the night. Enjoy the time with your family, and we'll definitely look forward to having you back next week. We got some game balls to deliver next week, buddy.
Yeah, we do. Let's get her done.
All right, Boz.
Have fun, Boz.
All right, Rock Chalk.
Oh, gosh.
What did he say?
I couldn't dump him quick enough before he yelled Rock Chalk before he hung up.
I thought he said Roll Tide.
No, that'd be even more weird.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. Hey, we had to get to the phone line there real quickly. Now we got to get back into the scores. Jay Hall, what do we got for tonight?
All right. Girls basketball final scores. Here we go. Holton 47, Sabetha 33, Jackson Heights 38, Valley Falls 33, Horton and Troy tonight. Troy 59, Horton 50, Hiawatha 42, Riverside 39, Oskaloosa 53, Pleasant Ridge 27, Mar Hill 50, McClouth 11, Jeff County North 52, ACCHS 12, Silver Lake 68, St. Mary's 31. Perry LeCompton gets a victory, 46-38 over Royal Valley. Nemaha Central 46, Concordia 35, Donovan West 61, Washington County 64, Valley Heights 65, Onega 32, Lynn 52, Frankfort 22, Clifton Clyde 56, Axtell 45, Centralia 58, Blue Valley 36, Jeff West 66, NEK 24, and then the closest one of the night for the girls action, Raleigh County 39, Rossville 37. All girls scores are in.
So all right, all the girls scores are in. We've got a few more boys scores that have came in as well. Jay Hall, break those down.
Yeah, one came in over the break here. Real good game tonight. Silver Lake and St. Mary's, double overtime. Silver Lake prevails 68-62.
Wow.
Great game there in the former Mid-East League.
Yeah, now Big East, baby.
Yeah, Big East.
The Beast.
Yeah, so other boys' scores that we have, Sabetha 57, Holton 47, Troy 77, Horton 58.
Burger!
There you go.
Yeah.
There you go.
Catching you off guard, huh?
There you are. Hiawatha 57, Riverside 49, Oskaloosa 61, Pleasant Ridge 50, Jeff County North 66, ACCHS 44, Perley Compton 68, Roll Valley 64, Goodwin and Hoyt tonight. Washington County 61, Donovan West 49, Valley Heights 49, Onega upends them 58-49, JCC 39, Auburn 63, and Rossville 74, Raleigh County 47.
Looks another like burger.
There you go, another burger.
Another burger. Hey, I got two scores that just came in, and I'll read them. That way you can fill them out for your sheets. In the Jeff West NEK homeschool game, NEK defeats Jeff West on the boys' side tonight, 68-64. Close game there. And then Concordia, they upend Nemaha Central tonight with a burger of their own, 71-50, the final between Concordia and Nemaha Central. Any other scores we still need on the guys' side, Jay Hall?
Yeah, still missing Jackson Heights and Valley Falls, Mar Hill and McClouth, Frankfort and Lynn, Axtell, Clifton Clyde, Blue Valley and Centralia.
Okay, the Axtell Clifton Clyde score, I know I just had it come through. 61-31, Axtell with the win over Clifton Clyde to remain perfect and back-to-back Twin Valley League boys regular season champions. Got some comments coming through.
Go ahead. Valley Falls Jackson Heights score came in.
Okay.
Okay. Valley Falls 57, Jackson Heights 53.
Oh, good game there at the, I don't know what they call it, Snake Pit?
I saw that, yes. It was full tonight.
It was
full of snakes.
It was. Speaking of the Snake Pit, it was our game of the week here tonight. A little bit different without Boz, and so we had not seen Jackson Heights or Valley Falls this year, so it was a good time for us to go check those two teams out. And because of overtime in the JV boys game, a cheer clinic, senior night, there was a lot going on there at Jackson Heights.
It's busy nights for that AD.
I was only, no doubt, you don't know him at all.
Nope.
But they, yeah, I was only able to take in the girls game only, but we got a special opportunity because Jay Hall was at the Roll Valley Perry LeCompton game. Yeah. So I'll let him talk a little bit about that matchup. But congratulations tonight to a young man in the name of Kyle Shoup tonight. Kyle Shoup was the first person to come up and say, hey, is this your game of the week?
Mm-hmm.
And he won a $50 gift certificate to Heart to Home Gifts and Decor on the southeast corner of the Holton Downtown Square. At Heart to Home, their hours are Wednesday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. They're open tomorrow from 10 a.m. till 2. Get a gift bag at no charge, registries, create your own wish list. Guys, if you're listening, go check out what your wife's wish list might be. New items coming in soon, the spring floral, Easter decorations, benches and pillows. They have an assortment of brands and products for you to choose from Nora Fleming serving dishes, Tyler brand, including glam washes, candles, car fresheners, linen sprays, more than that, Spartina handbags and wallets, jewelry, candles, candle warmers, soaps and lotions, including goat milk, Jay Hall, soups, salsas, dips, cracker seasoning, sauces, jellies, and the list goes on and on, as well as stationery and devotionals, children's and baby items. Anything you can think of.
Sounds like it.
Is at Heart to Home Gifts and Decor, southeast corner of the Holton Downtown Square. Proud to partner with them here tonight. They donated a $50 gift certificate that was won by a young man, Kyle Shoup, at Jackson Heights tonight as Jackson Heights hosted Valley Falls. Make sure you check out Heart to Home for your next shopping desire trip. So in the game that I was at there here tonight, Jay Hall, I gotta apologize to our TikTokers here for a quick second because we're gonna be live, but I gotta read through some things that I've got on my phone here. However, it was a girls' game that Jackson Heights jumped out early, 9-0 over a Valley Falls team, and Coach Chad Van Houten has got this program going in the right direction. This is a team the past few years that has struggled to get, you know, 3, 4, 5 wins and win in bunches and have that consistency. But ever since the Christmas break, this has been a 500 team. This is a team that is getting better, and they've got some shooters. And I was sitting with a couple people, and we were watching this game, and it was 9-0 early. Jackson Heights leading. Chesney Cochran from Jackson Heights on senior night was leading the charge for the Cobras. And right when you thought, man, this game's going to get out of hand quickly, it ended up being 11-2 at the end of the first quarter. You're just scratching your head a little bit if you're a Valley Falls fan because of what you've seen the past few games. Second quarter, even, 9 points scored each way, or 7 points, excuse me, scored each way. It's 18-9 at halftime. Really, neither team playing the best, I would say. A lot of turnovers. As mentioned, Chesney Cochran from Jackson Heights was really pacing the way for the Cobras at halftime. She had 10 points of the 18 for Jackson Heights. But in the third quarter, you saw Valley Falls start lighting it up. They outscored Jackson Heights 14-7, and large part of that was the three ball. They hit 4 threes in the third quarter, led by Callie DeLong, who had 2 triples in the quarter. Chloe Cox had one, and so did Brecken Moore for Valley Falls. And that's something that I've noticed as I was keeping tabs on Valley Falls this year is these girls can shoot the lights out of it in any gym that they're in. And they started to see those threes drop. We go to the end of the third quarter, and just like that, this is a ball game now. And going down the stretch, Valley Falls took the lead by 1. Jackson Heights would get the lead back. It was nip and tuck back and forth throughout that game. Jackson Heights does prevail. In the end of that ball game, I can't remember what score you said, but I think by five maybe, 38-33 was the final in that ball game. But what started off as, you know, Jackson Heights coming out strong, really keeping Valley Falls at bay, I was really impressed with this team from Valley Falls finding ways to kind of get themselves back into that style of a game, you know.
Well, that's the beauty of shot clock. Jackson Heights uses the shot clock. So if you got shooters, to state the obvious, it's a shooter's game now with the shot clock. And if you get hot, get streaky, you obviously stay in the game, and then all of a sudden you can turn the score real quick.
Yeah, no doubt. And I think early on, I mean, I was being facetious, but somebody I was sitting by, I said, man, I feel like Valley Falls is 0 for 15 from 3 right now because they were shooting, just not hitting. And in that second half, you started to see the comfort level get a little bit quicker or more consistent, I should say, in that ball game for Valley Falls. But you got to give a lot of credit to Jackson Heights as well. This is a team that's kind of had an up and down season themselves on the girls' side of things. You know, they avenged an 11-point loss to Valley Falls just a couple weeks ago and come back at home on senior night. They find a way to get a big time win. We're going to break down standings and where people are sitting at right now in the sub-state standings here in just a little bit. But Valley Falls and Jackson Heights were neck and neck for seeding heading into sub-state. If Valley Falls would have won tonight, it would have flipped them in their seeding. And so, again, it was a big time win for Jackson Heights. Valley Falls that close to just flipping that script here tonight.
Yeah, you get a 16-team bracket. A win can flip you one spot, two spots, or four, potentially. With these last two games are vital for positioning, for sure.
No doubt. We'll break all that down here in just a little bit. How about the game you were at? It was a big-time matchup. You know, we talked about how you were at Roll Valley hosting Perry Lecompton tonight. This was a game that Roll Valley earlier this season beat Perry Lecompton.
Yep.
On the girls' side of things, it was flipped here tonight.
Yeah, I mean, it sounds a lot like the Jackson Heights game. Perry Lecompton jumped out by 12 in the first quarter, and then Roll Valley took the lead by halftime. So back and forth real early there, and it was tight through the third quarter, and eventually Perry able to make the right plays at the right time and cause some key turnovers and made it count when it needed to. And so Perry got some revenge tonight on Roll Valley for the W. And boys, game was close. I had to leave, obviously, right at half to get up here, but it was close throughout.
You feel the pain that Boz and I feel every week, then.
I know.
Like you want to, especially in close ball games, you want to stay and finish this game out.
That's got to get you LOL.
Yeah.
Live on location.
Laugh out loud? Is that
lots of love. Keep going.
Yeah, no doubt. Well, again, big-time games that meant so much for seeding. Again, we will break all these down here in just a little bit, so stick with us on that. And I want to address something really quickly. We're going to go away from basketball just for a second. Yes, tomorrow, because I've had a few different comments, a couple callers already calling in asking this question. Tomorrow we will have coverage of regional wrestling. 4A from Holton will be on the Holton channel. 3A from Rossville, we'll be doing radio updates on that. And we're going to do our best to try and have a live stream on the Silver Lake channel for that. Does not mean it will be functional. We're not going to promise a video live stream from Rossville for tomorrow, but we will have radio live updates from Rossville tomorrow during regional wrestling as we head into state next week for the wrestling side of things. Again, Holton's 4A regional will be on the Holton channel. The 3A regional in Rossville will be live updated on 103.9 KNZA with the hope of Silver Lake channel having some intermediate video streams with that as well. Okay, we've gone through scores. We've gone through some updates. We still only have a couple kids on our Lucre Chiropractic and Wellness Game Ball nominees for tonight. And this is, again, a second to last week of the Lucre Chiropractic and Wellness Game Ball segment of the season. So if you have not had somebody from your area, or maybe they've been nominated every single week, but Boz just hasn't given them a game ball, Jay Hall stepping into that role here tonight.
Yeah, he needs to let me know who he hasn't been honoring.
I'll help you out.
Help me out.
Yeah, I'll help you.
Let me take the notes.
For sure on that. But if you got somebody that that just balled out again, last night's games, we're going to be able to count as well for this. So if maybe you had, you know, like Atchison, the Phoenix played last night against Marysville And so they didn't play tonight. So if somebody balled out from Atchison last night that you think needs to be on this list, you need to let us know. You can put it in the chat on either our TikTok page, on our Facebook social media channels as well, and we'll make sure to get these nominees on there. It's the Lucre Chiropractic and Wellness Game Ball segment. Throughout the evening, we'll be giving it away in our final segment of the night, but you can call us on the Giant Communications hotline, 785-547-3461. We've got to step aside for another timeout. We come back, updated scores from that ones that we still needed. We'll have an updated list for you as well with the Lucre Chiropractic and Wellness Game Ball list that we've got for nominees so far tonight. And we've got recaps from all of our area games of the week. It's all coming up next. You're listening to the Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show with Jake and Jay Hall here on the MSC Radio Network.
As the market president for the Seneca and Sabetha communities, I want to personally thank our customers for the trust you've placed in Community National Bank. This is Alan Meyer, and we are committed to supporting local farmers, businesses, families, and individuals with the financial tools and personalized services that help you succeed. Our dedicated team is here to guide you through all your banking decisions. Together, we will continue to grow and thrive in our local communities. Welcome home to Community National Bank. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
At Giant Communications, connection is more than just technology. It's trust. Since 1955, we've proudly supported our communities with dependable service and local touch. From small towns to growing cities, we're here, committed to reliability and keeping you connected to what's most important. Giant Communications, built on connections, powered by community.
With all the financial headlines, are you wondering if your retirement savings will last? The market's ups and downs can keep you guessing, especially if you're approaching retirement or considering it. If you have more questions than answers about what's next, your Edward Jones financial advisor can help you prepare for your journey. After all, retirement isn't the end of the trek, it's a new beginning. If you're looking for answers, call me, Shannon Wright in Holton, Jeff Russell in Sabetha, Brad Edwards in Hiawatha. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, member SIPC.
Are you looking for a fast, secure place to fill up your vehicle's tank? Stop in at the Pumps, just south of Holton, powered by BNP Propane and Knotty Pine Oil. Whether you are filling up your tank, grabbing a snack, or just need a pit stop on Old 75 Highway, the Pumps has you covered. The Pumps offers E10 87, Premium 91 no ethanol, dyed diesel, clear diesel, and DEF. The Pumps is a family-owned local service, keeping Jackson County moving every day. Swing on by today and get set up for easy 24/7 access.
MCON is a full-service construction company specializing in excavating and underground utility work, as well as conservation and tile projects. MCON recently received the 2025 Kansas Contractors Association Safety and Accident Prevention Award. They offer turnkey services for water and sewer projects, delivering results throughout the Midwest with knowledge and experience as a family-owned local business. MCON is also always looking to add to their 130-plus member team. Contact MCON in Wapnina or visit MCONUnderground.com.
Life's better with American Family Insurance, because we know in making the most of your home, DIY doesn't just stand for do it yourself. It also means dream it yourself. And we're here to help protect the dreams you're building. Save up to 23% when you bundle home and auto.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Contact Brad Noller, agent, at 785-273-7502 today. That's 785-273-7502.
This winter, warm up with great food, great drinks, and great times at the Elevator Bar and Grill in Valley Falls. Featuring a daily special and an excellent regular menu, everyone will be sure to find a favorite. Follow the Elevator on Facebook to keep up with our food and drink specials and upcoming entertainment events. Open Monday through Saturday, 11 a.m. to midnight. And remember, when you're at the Elevator in Valley Falls, there's always time for one more.
This is Mark Starr at GN Bank. We support you as you turn goals into accomplishments. That might be purchasing your first car, opening a small business, buying a home, harvesting that bumper crop, or preparing for a new life after retirement. GM Bank is here for all your life's milestones. We strive and will continue to strive to be your best place to bank and borrow. GM Bank, with locations in Holton, Hiawatha, Horton, and Wetmore. Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
They're playing back. beach, y'all. Yeah, let's go. All around the world.
All right, I got to throw it to you again, Jay Hall. You're listening to Community National Bank with Jake and Boz, but Boz is gone, so Jay Hall filling in. At this point is where I say, Boz, what are they playing? And he's got a little fun twang to it. Do you know what they're playing?
I could not finish that note. They're playing basketball.
They're playing basketball.
They are
playing loved it, though.
Basketball.
I love the effort, dude. I love the energy was there. Just you lack the confidence. Got to have confidence.
The singing confidence, yes.
Yes.
Well,
yeah.
If I'm in the tractor,
look out.
I'm 100% confident.
Okay. So, but
radio station?
Not doing it.
Zero.
You want to leave that to the professionals?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Well, hey, it's Jake and Jay Hall hanging out with you on Friday, February 20th. Guys, it's cooled down just a little bit here the last couple of days. 21 degrees outside. I'm still in shorts because that's what we do.
It's the winter postseason.
That's right.
It's
got to
feel like winter.
It's got to. Got to. So it's 21 degrees outside. It's the Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show. Just a couple more of these, and then Boz and I are done. And Boz mentioned it when he was on the Giant Communications Hotline earlier. It feels like the season just started, but man, Jay Hall, we're going to get into what you do with the KSHSAA here in this next segment. But it's crazy to think that it's almost time again. We got state wrestling next week.
Yep.
State basketball just a couple weeks away.
Yeah, I mean, you're previewing boys regionals wrestling this tomorrow.
Yeah.
So, and girls have already qualified. State wrestling next week. I'll be down in Wichita for 5A state wrestling and then watch some sub-state basketball the next week, right? And then right into state basketball, new format, which I'm sure we'll talk about.
Oh, yeah.
But that'll be a week long of state basketball.
Yeah.
So,
which is awesome. I'm excited about that. And that rolls into most people's spring break right after
that's
that.
Right. That's right.
It's a perfect time of year.
It is. March is tough to beat.
It is. It
then the Masters, like a month later.
What's that?
The Masters.
is that a big deal?
Yeah. If Tiger's playing.
Oh, okay.
I shouldn't have said that.
No,
people,
come on now.
People are thinking I'm only a Tiger fan.
Yeah. I'm a huge lefty fan. I loved lefty.
Bubba?
No. The OG lefty. Come on now. Not Bubba Watson. All right. How about scores from tonight, Jay Hall?
All right. Let's run down the girls' scores here. Holton 47, Sabetha 33, Jackson Heights 38, Valley Falls 33, Troy 59, Horton 50, Hiawatha 42, Riverside 39, Oskaloosa 53, Pleasant Ridge 27, Marhill 50, McClouth 11, Jeff County North 52, ACCHS 12, Silver Lake 68, St. Mary's 31, Perry LeCompton 46, Royal Valley 38, Nemaha Central 46, Concordia 35, Donovan West, 61, Washington County, 24, Valley Heights, 65, Onega, 32, Lynn, 52, Frankfort, 22, Clifton Clyde, 56, Axtell, 45, Centralia, 58, Blue Valley, 36, and Jeff West, 66, NEK Homeschool, 24, and then Riley County, 39, Rossville, 37.
All the scores for the girls are in.
All of them. All of them are in. Boys, we're just missing one. We're missing Mar Hill and McClouth.
Okay.
If my sheet is correct, I think it is.
Yeah.
Let's run them down what we got. Sabetha 57, Holton 47, Valley Falls 57, Jackson Heights 53, Troy 77, Horton 58.
Burger!
There you go.
Come on.
I'll remember the next one. Hiawatha 57, Riverside 49, Oskaloosa 61, Pleasant Ridge 50. Jeff County North 66, ACCHS 44, Silver Lake 68, St. Mary's 62, two overtimes.
Ooh.
Royal Valley and Perry LeCompton. Perry gets the win 68-64. Concordia 71, Nemaha Central 50.
Burger, baby!
Got it. Washington County 61, Donovan West 49, Onega 58, Valley Heights 49, Frankfort 57, Lynn 45, Axtell 61, Clifton Clyde 31, Centralia 70, Blue Valley 40.
Burger.
Jeff West 64. NEK Homeschool gets the win 68-64 over Jeff West. And Auburn 63, JCC 39, Rossville 74, Riley County 47.
Another burger right there for them dogs. And then we just got our final score sent in to us.
Okay.
I didn't see who texted it in, but whoever it is, thank you. 71-53, burger for the Ravens of Mar Hill Mounts Academy over McClouth tonight.
There you go.
So all of our scores are in. Give me a fist bump for that because that doesn't happen often.
Really?
We're in segment three, and we've got all the scores of girls and guys. And so shout out to Ray Penning, Kurt Kilman, all you listening out there for helping us out, getting these scores in so we can get them in. I mean, we've been live for less than an hour. We've got all the scores locked in right here. Perfect.
Boz?
This might be a. Could this be a permanent replacement?
We don't need to go that far.
Okay,
we don't need that.
How about some recap?
I'm not gonna Wally Pippen.
You just throw out Wally Pippen.
Wally Pip.
Okay.
Wally Pip him.
Okay. I think he said Wally Pippen, and I was like, man, is that Scotty's brother or something? Things I need to know. How about some recaps from tonight? Let's start in the Twin Valley League, Valley Heights at Onega on 92.1 KMZA. Crittenden Prophet had the call here for us this evening. The Mustangs and the Buffaloes, final regular season game of the year.
Crittenden Prophet here with 92.1 KMZA, part of the MSC Sports Radio Network, down here in Onega, Kansas, where it's a split between the boys and girls matchups. Valley Heights girls coming away victorious over the Onega girls 65-32. And on the boys' side, Onega came up victorious over Valley Heights in a dominant 58-49. Starting off with our girls' matchup, Valley Heights went up early 16-9 and scored also another 16 points in the second quarter to go up 32-18 at the half. And then guess what? Valley Heights another 16 points in the third quarter. If you can guess again, not quite 16, but 17 in the fourth quarter to come away with the 65-32 victory. Ava Smith led with 19 points on the game, 3 rebounds and 2 steals. Josie Parker was right behind her with 18 points and 2 threes on the game with 2 steals as well. As Onega was led by Abby Ringel on senior night, her final year here with 10 points all in the first half, hitting 2 threes on the game. Now going here to our boys matchup. Again, a good matchup here from both sides. Onega, they went down early 4-0. Then they tied the game at 6-all. They went on a nice scoring stretch in the first quarter where they took a jump lead 14-6, and you go out of the first quarter up 16-10. They'd have a 20-10 lead, but Valley Heights would draw it to 23-10 before the first half would end. Both teams have 19 points in the third quarter, with Valley Heights signing the game at 37-all and then nodding it up at 39-all before Coy Nider with seconds inspiring a sidestep three for his third and final three of the game to end the third quarter, would put Onega up 42-39 heading into the fourth and final quarter. Onega would ended out at the free throw line with a dominant showing in the fourth quarter, including Ryder Coulterman, who had two nice layups in the quarter as well, as he won the player of the game with 13 total points and 11 points being all scored in the second half. Vandenberg had 10 to finish for Onega. Snyder had 10, and to lead the Buffaloes was Maddox Sonis with 2 threes and 14 total points, while Valley Heights was led by Harrison Parker with 21 points, 4 rebounds, and 3 steals to end the game. Valley Heights, again, on the girls' side, coming up victorious 65-32. On the boys' side, it's Onega, who comes up victorious 58-49. This has been Crittenden Prophet with the MSC Sports Radio Network.
All right, KP, thanks for that recap. Let's keep it on the recap side of things. This is a former league rivalry between Hiawatha and Riverside, but now it's a non-league matchup from the Northeast Kansas League. Riverside Cyclones traveling to the Big East opponent tonight, Hiawatha. Brandon Tabman had the call on 103.9 FM KNZA, also on the Hiawatha channel.
Riverside and Hiawatha tonight here on KNZA, also queued up on the Hiawatha channel, courtesy of MSC Sports. We had 2 great games here on senior night. Hiawatha ultimately getting a couple of close wins. Girls final was 42-39. Hiawatha boys winning that nightcap 57-49. Let's go through that girls game first on senior night, in a game that was back and forth throughout. Although Riverside held a 22-16 halftime lead and had a 9-point lead at one point in the third quarter. But Hiawatha went on a run, got back to within one, and then the entire fourth quarter was back and forth. Late in the game, final 30 seconds or so, Kylie Nelson with the Redhawks leading by 1-2 clutch free throws to give the Redhawks that 3-point lead. Cyclones out of a timeout with a great look on the left wing from Macy Mears. It would have tied the game, sent it to overtime. It was on target, but short by the sophomore. And the Hiawatha girls bouncing back after the tough loss to Silver Lake last night. Again, the 3-point winner against the Cyclones. Hiawatha girls got 11 and 6 rebounds from Nelson, as we mentioned. The 2 clutch free throws there. And also 10 points for Claire Twombly. Riverside on the night had 12 points, 6 rebounds from Nyla Duncan. Kennedy Griffin, 11 points and 7 rebounds. So the Hiawatha girls now 19-3. And they still got one more game at Jeff West on Tuesday. Riverside, it was their final game of the season. Riverside girls wait for their sub-state matchup. They have a record of 14-9. Boys game just as exciting as the girls tonight. Of course, the Red Hawk boys fresh off the win against Silver Lake last night. The Big East League champs this season, their first league title in 16 years. And Riverside came in and made it fun and interesting throughout. It was a 14-11 game after one. 27-25, the Red Hawk lead at the half. Ultimately, it was back and forth again midway through the fourth quarter. We were at 47-47 with under 3 minutes to go, but the Red Hawks, the largest run of the game, they go on a 10-0 run and able to close it out there, 57-49. How about Ethan Morton, our player of the game, 22 points. He led the charge. Braylon Steven Morgan, who became the record holder for points in a single season. Braylon 15 tonight, so he now has exactly 400 points this season, but broke that record early on in the first quarter tonight. Also a double-double, Lane Kessler, 10 points and 10 rebounds. Riverside boys, 16 on the night for Keegan Hughes, 14 from Kobe Kaler, and 10 as well for Tyzel Harrington. One of the big stats tonight in favor of the Red Hawks, they out-rebounded the Cyclones 37-25. So again, Hiawatha 19-3 on the season as they have locked up the top spot in their sub-state. Riverside not far behind in that sub-state, but they await their sub-state matchup now with their record at 16-7. Red Hawks get a sweep on senior night, 42-39 in the girls' game, 57-49 in the boys' contest. I'm Brady Tadmer reporting for the High School Scoreboard Show.
All right, B-Tad, thank you very much for that recap. Jay Hall, it's always fun when every time Brandon does a recap, I feel like the custodial staff's trying to kick him out with those leaf blowers.
You know, it had to be a little different when you had just the push broom. Yeah. You guys are just in peace.
Yeah,
yeah. Yeah, the leaf blowers change the game.
That's right, and I love it. I look forward to it every single week. Another recap I look forward to every single week, it's Tom Couch over at Hot Country 93.7 FM. Troy at Horton, girls game for the Northeast Kansas League title. Tom, how did it shake down tonight in Horton?
The championship on the ladies' side of the Northeast Kansas League was decided in Horton tonight, and it was an exciting game that saw the Trojans break out in front early, saw Horton battle back to take a fourth quarter lead, but Troy persevered, winning at 59-50. They were led by Harper Wetstein's 24 and Haley Groff with 20 as Troy moves to 9-1, wins the conference, and was awarded the trophy at the end of the game. Horton was led double digits by Kansas Keo. She had 13 for the Chargers. And a guys game. Kind of like that. It was a Horton lead early on, but Troy caught fire late in the game and ended up winning it 77-58 for Horton, 15 for Talon Hooper. But Troy was led by Colt Jensen with 17. The Trojans, 13-9 and 8-2 on the year. So again, senior night in Horton, Kansas, but it was Troy who took both ends of the conference doubleheader. Tom Couch reporting for the MSC Sports Radio Network.
All right, Tom, thank you very much for that recap. And the final recap tonight is between Big East rivals Holton and Sabetha. It was on the Holton and Sabetha channel. Logan Bitterman had the call tonight.
In a battle of former Big 7 League teams, the Holton Wildcats are on the road to take on the Blue Jays of Sabetha here, Big East League rivals this evening. We would kick things off with the girls' game, and after a five-point halftime margin, the Lady Wildcats would win it by 14, 47-33. They were led in scoring on the night by Hannah Watkins. She had 12 points in the win, 10 points for Lily Tanking, and then 8 points apiece for Taylor Siegenhagen, Becca Lassie, and Stephanie Crawford in the win for Holton. They had 16 turnovers as a team, hit 8 three-pointers, and went 9 of 21 from the free-throw line. The Lady Jays in the loss here this evening were led in scoring by Sydney Schubarth. The junior had 11 points in the loss. You had 5 points for Kiara Kime, and then 4 points apiece for Macy Drahota and also Chloe Detweiler. The Lady Jays had 13 turnovers as a team, hit 3 three-pointers, and went 8 of 11 at the free-throw line. On the boys' side of things, the Holton Wildcats, they were up by 3 at halftime, 28-25, but after a 22-8 third quarter, the Blue Jays of Sabetha would get the win by 10 by a final of 57-47 in the boys' game, as they were led in scoring by Jack Frazee. The junior had 18 points in the win. You had 14 points from Micah Lane and 8 points from Cole Middled here this evening. Sabetha as a team had 15 turnovers, hit 4 three-pointers, and went 11 of 19 at the free throw line. Holton, on the other hand, in the loss, they were led in scoring by Devin Terwilliger, the sophomore, had 18 points as well. You had 16 points out of Corbin Fox and 7 points for Carrick DeDonder. The Houlton Wildcats had 10 turnovers, hit 3 three-pointers, and went 12 of 14 at the free throw line. Both teams have one more game to go on Monday night. The Wildcats of Houlton will be at home against Royal Valley. The Blue Jays of Sabetha will have their senior night here at home against their rival, Nemaha Central. You can catch the Houlton games on the Houlton channel and the Sabetha games on the Sabetha channel next Monday night. For the MSC Sports Radio Network, I'm Logan Bitterman.
All right, Logan, thank you very much for that recap. We've got to step aside for another timeout. But before we do so, I'm going to bring Jay Hall back on with us here and tell us, where are we sitting at? Because I feel like our list is slowly growing for the Lucre Chiropractic and Wellness Game Ball nominees here tonight.
That's right. We got a couple of girls nominations. Harper Wettstein from Troy with 24 points tonight. Haley Groff, also from Troy, with 23 points tonight. Ethan Morton, Hiawatha, with 22 points. Drake Maley's from Jackson Heights with 22 points. And I think I saw he went to the top five scoring in school history.
Correct.
That's a good list right there.
Yeah.
Colin Shaughnessy from Axtell with 31 tonight. And just in, Braylon Sieben Morgan from Hiawatha broke the school record in scoring tonight, is the note I have.
Yep.
And hit a game-winning shot last night to win the league championship. So
pretty good.
Pretty good couple days there for that guy.
Yeah, and no doubt we mentioned that last night's games would count for this because of the way that the schedule worked out for a lot of teams. Typically, we only do Tuesdays and Fridays throughout the week, so we only count Friday nominations. Well, we're counting Thursdays because some teams are playing on Thursday as well. We've got another segment coming up. We're going to be breaking down everything for postseason basketball. We've got the man from the KSHSAA, Jeremy Holiday, in-house with us here tonight. We'll break everything down. Postseason basketball right around the corner. Stick with us. You're listening to the Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show with Jake and Voss.
As the market president for the Seneca and Sabetha communities, I want to personally thank our customers for the trust you've placed in Community National Bank. This is Alan Meyer, and we are committed to supporting local farmers, businesses, families, and individuals with the financial tools and personalized services that help you succeed. Our dedicated team is here to guide you through all your banking decisions. Together, we will continue to grow and thrive in our local communities. Welcome home to Community National Bank. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Helena Agri Enterprises in Centralia, Seneca, Bern, and Home City are driven by the success of our customers. Founded in 1957, we've grown to be one of the nation's foremost agricultural and specialty formulators. Our crop protection products, fertilizer, and application services are just a few of the things we do to help our customers succeed. Put our local people to work for you. Call or see us at Helena Agri Enterprises in Seneca, Centralia, Bern, and Home City.
On your way to the game or on the ride home from the game, stop by McDonald's in Seneca or Hiawatha for a meal or just for a snack. There's a variety of delicious items to choose from on their menu, and you can get them to go. Why cook before or after the game? Stop in for your favorite drink or ice cream treat like a McFlurry or an ice cream cone. Or one of your favorite sandwich like a Big Mac or a Quarter Pounder. Whether you're headed to or from the game, stop by McDonald's in Hiawatha or Seneca.
Bruna Implement, your local Case IH dealer, invites you to take advantage of our winter service special before it ends on February 28th. It's the perfect opportunity to make sure your equipment is ready to go when the next season rolls around. Call us today to sign up and get ahead of the game for a smooth, successful next season. Bruna Implement, your trusted Case IH dealer, with locations in Washington, Clay Center, Marysville, Hiawatha, Seneca, and Humboldt, Nebraska.
Traditional IRAs, SEP IRAs, and Roth IRAs. Hello, this is Brad Edwards with Edward Jones. If you're wondering about the many investment choices in traditional, Roth, and SEP IRAs, including stocks, bonds, CDs, mutual funds, and annuities, please call or stop by and visit myself, Brad Edwards here in Hiawatha, Jeff Russell in Sabetha, or Shannon Wright in Houlton. Edward Jones, making sense of investing. Member SIPC.
At Giant Communications, connection is more than just technology, it's trust. Since 1955, we've proudly supported our communities with dependable service and local touch. From small towns to growing cities, we're here, committed to reliability, and keeping you connected to what's most important. Giant Communications, built on connections, powered by community.
Denison State Bank, putting your interest at heart.
Denison State Bank is here to help local businesses. From sole proprietors to storefront shops, we have the money to loan and the expertise to share. Our digital auto books lets local businesses receive card and ACH payments within their online banking.
Denison State Bank, putting your interest at heart.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Back in here on the Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show with Jake and Boz. Filling in for Boz tonight is Jay Hall from the Kansas State High School Activities Association. Jay Hall, I don't think I've said it yet, but I really appreciate you filling in tonight and being a part of it.
Oh, I'm pleasure to be here.
It's been a good time.
Appreciate the invite.
You've been a long-time caller. We've had you come in on the phone, on the Giant Communications hotline, kind of breaking down some stuff whenever we have questions or trying to help the fans understand maybe some changes that have happened. But it's nice to have you in studio and letting you kind of be a part of the whole show, not just a small little segment of it.
Oh, man, I'm feeling the energy. I get it.
Well, good. I hope you do, and I hope the energy continues because the folks need to hear our scores one final time tonight.
All right, let's do it. Girl scores, Holton 47, Sabetha 33, Jackson Heights 38, Valley Falls 33, Troy 59, Horton 50, Hiawatha 42, Riverside 39. Good game there.
Yeah.
Hoskaloosa 53, Pleasant Ridge 27, Mar Hill 50, McLouth 11, Jeff County North 52, ACCH 12, Silver Lake 68, St. Mary's 31, Paraly Compton 46, Royal Valley 38, Nemaha Central 46, Concordia 35, Donovan West 61, Washington County 24, Valley Heights 65, Onega 32, Lynn 52, Frankfort 22, Clifton Clyde 56, Axtell 45, Centralia 58, Blue Valley 36, Jeff West 66, NEK Homeschool 24, and Riley County 39, Rossville 37. That rounds out the girls' scores for this evening.
All right.
On the boys' side, Sabetha 57, Holton 47, Valley Falls 57, Jackson Heights 53, Troy 77, Horton 58. Where you at?
Burger, sorry, I was saying bye to Ray. Ray's heading home. Burger.
I was all over it.
You are feeling Boz's, like, stress right now.
I'm not stressed.
He will do that, and I will be so focused on setting up the next segment, the segue, or me saying goodbye to Ray Penning for the great work tonight, and then I completely miss it.
I feel like an actor that finally memorized his lines, and the Academy Award winner didn't.
Man, that was a compliment. Thank you. But
it was.
Burger.
It was. All right.
Who got the burger?
Troy.
Troy, the burger for the Trojans. Go ahead.
All right. Hiawatha 57, Riverside 49, Oskaloosa 61, Pleasant Ridge 50, Mar Hill 71, McLouth 53.
Burger.
Jeff County North 66, ACCHS 44. Double overtime. Silver Lake takes the victory 68-62 over St. Mary's. Paraly Compton 68, Royal Valley 64, Concordia 71, Nemaha Central 50.
Burger.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Washington County 61, Donovan West 49, Onega 58, Valley Heights 49, Frankfort 57, Lynn 45, Axtell 61, Clifton Clyde 31, Centralia 70, Blue Valley 40.
Burger!
NEK Homeschool 68, Jeff West 64, Auburn 63, JCC 39, and last but not least, Rossville 74, Riley County 47.
And that's another burger.
There you go.
All right, those are the burgers for tonight. Scores from tonight. Before we get into our next segment, how about our Lucre Chiropractic and Wellness Game Ball nominees that we have so far from tonight? Jay Hall, you'll have to give one away here in just a little bit.
All right, let's run it down. Harper Wettstein from Troy with 24 points tonight on the nomination. Haley Groff, also Troy, 23 points on the nomination. On the boys' side, Derek Harvey from Oskaloosa, 37 points. Ethan Morton, Hiawatha, with 22 points. Drake Maley's Jackson Heights, 22 points. Colin Shaughnessy from Axtell, 31. And Braylon Siebenmorgan from Hiawatha with school record tonight, game-winning shot last night. Pretty good.
Yeah, all-time scorer. Now he has got an even 400 points, the single-season scoring record. He broke Matt Locke's single-scoring record for Hiawatha tonight. He's at an even 400 for the season. Another one just came in. I just saw it on our chat. Colt Jensen from Troy on the boys' side. Colt Jensen, 17 points tonight for the Trojans.
All right,
Jeremy Holiday, you are the executive director of the KSHSAA.
Assistant executive director.
Don't
promote me tonight.
I'm trying to.
Don't promote me.
I'm definitely trying to. but what you do is so great for our member schools. And there's been some adjustments that have happened over the last year or so on the basketball side of things. And I want to get your thought on the wrestling side, too, because this is going to be year two or the first year for state wrestling where it's both boys and girls at the same site. In 2 days.
Yes, this will be the second year.
Yeah.
Finally, we are repeating the format. We went for wrestling, we went probably, I think it was almost four straight years when you go back to, well, maybe more than that. If you go back to COVID time and then adding girls and all one class, two class, three classes, finally for 2 years in a row, we're going to have the exact same format. Schedule and structure for state wrestling, which will be nice for someone like me, but you got to evolve with, especially with wrestling, because it is when you factor in the girls wrestling, the numbers continue to blow up, and so you've got to adjust each year if you need to.
It's ever changing, no doubt, as far as popularity with it, especially on the girls side. But it used to be just a couple of years ago, you would have Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. Wednesday, Thursday was girls' state. Yep. Friday, Saturday, boys' state. How is it going to work with it all being, again, year two of it, but Friday, Saturday only for 3 through 1A out in Hayes for our area and 4A in Salina?
Yeah, it's manageable because we have one class per site. That makes it really manageable, actually. You know, doesn't make it for too long a days for the athletes or people trying to put on the tournament or media folk like yourself. It'll work great. It was a great format last year. You know, we being in four sites is not the greatest thing for the association, but at the same time, you got to factor in everything. You got to factor in fan experience, students more than anything, coaches being able to coach. That's the biggest thing you run into right now with wrestling is the coaches that are girls coach and boys coach. You got to make it doable for them, and so they can be successful for their community.
Yeah, no doubt. Well, again, it's a great thing that's going on right now. We will have coverage from the state tournaments next week. We'll break all that down for you here at the very, very end of the show. But wanted to get your input on the changes that have been made for us. So I appreciate that. Now let's flip back to basketball. This is year two of the sub-state assignments and how those are structured. If you don't mind, just kind of breaking it down because Boz and I have done our best, I think, of trying to explain how it works, but seeding is important for sub-state because you could host for at least, two rounds?
Absolutely. So this will be the second year that 3A, 2A, and both 1A divisions we've got quadrants of the state, four quadrants, and then divided evenly as possible. 1A, we're a little less than equal, but as best we can. And then, so from each quadrant, you break into two sub-state tournaments based on 1 through 16 in this case for 3A and 2A. And then, like you said, if you're a top seed, you're going to host the first two rounds at your place, or if you get an upset and someone else has an upset, sure, you could potentially host. So if you're the highest remaining seed, then go to the final location, neutral site for the sub-state championship. Certainly provides a flavor to sub-state that we haven't had before, and I think it turned out pretty well last year, so I'm looking forward to it again this year.
And there's definitely an opportunity for, you know, because these are predetermined locations for this. So as the example, 3A, the 3A sub-state for a majority of our area teams that are in 3A, that site will be at Sabetha.
Right, for the championship.
For the championship game.
Yep.
And so, you know, for example, if Sabetha were to run the table, boys or girls, they could technically then host. How does that How does that happen when you're looking at sites for that? I'm sure a lot of it has to be factored in as far as capacity,
right,
availability, maybe travel. How do you guys determine those sites?
Well, first and foremost, it's willingness.
Sure.
Willingness to put on the work and host. So shout out to those schools that are consistently willing to do that. And then, yeah, capacity, the facility, able to handle it. The geography part is part of it, but it's probably not the first or through the fourth consideration. And then you want to give everybody an equal opportunity to be that host. So we'll rotate it based on how many times they've done it or when was the last time they did host a championship. So just in case, if they do have a team that's involved, you know, obviously if you know you're going to have a projected to have a decent season that year, you're going to be willing to host
because sure,
you want to put it on for your community and
right,
your coaches, so that makes sense. If a team were to get hot and be lucky enough to be deemed host, it's going to be a pretty fun week for you.
Yeah, no doubt. You guys got a lot to play for. I mean, not only a state tournament, that's not enough to play for. You get to host potentially every single sub-state game, which, again, you know, I can remember the days of when I played or when you played back in the day, there was opportunity for you to, you know, hopefully be within a 20-mile drive or something like that to go play your sub-state. But it was a rarity that you got to play any kind of postseason games at home. Why do you think that was so vital for the association to say, listen, we want to reward our schools that are, you know, playing the best basketball in the state, they get to host.
Yeah, well, I think doesn't take much more explanation than that.
Yeah.
Is the thought process is if you've done, what would in football? I mean, you think about football that has the biggest microscope on it, typically of our sports, and they have a similar pattern to where if you've earned the right to host, and we've gone that way the last couple of years with that format, and we're seeing that in everything. We're going to do it in baseball and softball too. Our schools have basically said that, hey, if we've earned the right, we want to be able to host a postseason game in our facility. And so that's the direction we're going for basically every team activity for sure. And I think the results have been positive so far.
Yeah, I would agree with that. I mean, I haven't yet found a school that had a great season and then they're upset that they're playing host to a sub-state championship football game or anything like that. Before we break down standings and brackets, I want to go ahead and jump to the state adjustments because this is brand new this year.
Brand new.
Where the sites have been trimmed down as far as total sites for the state semis and finals. But the quarterfinals, there's another little wrinkle. Can you break that down for us?
I did. I just got this done because I was with my mother earlier, and she's a transportation director for her school. And so she's like, okay, explain this to me.
Shut up, Pam!
Yeah, okay. So as transportation directors, I do apologize. It is going to be an interesting week for you all. But it is an effort to make a better atmosphere for our quarterfinals for sure. So the overall thought, if you want to start with, the top seeds in each class state tournament earn the right to play as close to home as possible of the predetermined sites for the quarterfinal round.
Okay.
So if you start with that, then you're going to be heading in the right direction anyway. You know, we could if we get something somewhat local here, so we'll say Silver Lake girls,
sure,
you know, they're number one in their sub-state, I believe, right?
Correct.
So if they carry through and they're a top seed in 3A, they're going to play as close to home as one of the predetermined sites. So I'd have to check some mileage. So no one fact-checked this yet because this is far from official, obviously.
Right.
We don't even know who's in the state tournament.
Sure.
But Silver Lake would play as close to home as possible of – it'd be probably between Emporia and KCK.
Sure.
Is what I'm thinking. And then whoever they're playing, so if they match up against a Southeast Kansas qualifier, potentially, say Frontenac, then they would meet up at KCK and play. Now, the interesting part about that is the next game at KCK could be Atchison versus
the Phoenix.
Yeah, versus whoever their opponent is. So it's not class specific.
I like
that.
That
makes sense. Yeah. So you have, could show up and see multiple classes.
Right. As a fan experience.
Right.
Or the way I'm looking at it, guys, as a broadcaster experience.
Right.
We very well could, at a state tournament site in the quarterfinal, have a 1A Division II team,
right,
a 2A team, and a 3A team, potentially, all at the same site.
Yeah. And given this area, I would say that's almost likely, if you think about it.
Sure.
Based on how it's going to work out. Now, the caveat there is, there's not going to be more than five games played at one of the quarterfinal sites.
Okay.
In a day.
Sure.
So if you got a concentrated area where a lot of the top seeds are, is close to that site, that site could fill up quickly.
Sure.
So maybe you're not playing as to the best closest site. Maybe it's the next closest in some cases. So if we want to break it down compared to last year, the quarterfinal round,
mm-hmm,
some of your teams would go to Dodge City.
Correct.
For their quarterfinal round.
Both Troy and Centralia, prime examples.
There you go.
For 1A Division I last year on,
right,
the girls' side, yeah.
Yep, they were in Dodge City for their,
correct,
quarterfinal round.
Right.
That game should take place closer to home if they're one of the top seeds.
So Centralia, they were the top overall seed a season ago, and they, excuse me, they would have played probably in KCK
or Salina. Yeah.
Instead of having to drive all the way to Dodge City. Troy, similar situation.
Yeah.
They probably all likely would have gone to KCK.
Yes, they would.
Proximity wise.
Right.
Who'd
they play? Who'd they match up with in round one?
You're,
I know.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
I called the game,
but
I can't remember.
Yeah, I asked that because, and we were both there, I think, weren't we?
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
I asked that because.
Jaspers, I know you're listening.
Yeah.
Send it to us.
There you go. We do have one little footnote in there that if the opponent they're playing is more than 250 miles one way.
Central Plains, I just thought of it.
So it would be really close, probably, from Central Plains to KCK. Someone can Google that for us. But if it's more than 250 miles,
yeah,
to KCK,
they won't,
from Central Plains, they would probably go to Salina instead.
Okay.
So trying to help out travel as best we can.
It's not going to be perfect.
No, it won't.
And that's another caveat to this is,
yeah,
this is not official yet by any stretch because we have no idea who's making it to state. But I like the examples. Maybe that can,
yeah,
help the listener understand these changes. Personally, I like them a lot. Okay, yep, just got confirmation. Central Plains was that quarterfinal round. Thanks, Lacey. But the... I like to mix up just from the standpoint that you can see multiple classifications. Now, where I could see people maybe being a little bit more not distasteful, but maybe they don't like it as much is, you know, if you've got a team that's playing on a Wednesday,
mm-hmm,
a typical previous format of state for their quarterfinal round, they're playing on Wednesday, they get a break till Friday, and then they're going to play on Saturday potentially. That now extends that week out to where it's a potential full week of you're playing Monday and then you won't play again till Thursday and then Saturday, correct?
Right, and we'll try to rotate that each year, obviously, kind of like,
sure,
we do now.
Right.
So it's just going to be, depending on the year and,
yeah,
and what class you are and how good you are and where you've been, that's the way it's going to fall.
Okay.
But above all else, you're in the state tournament.
Yeah.
I get told this all the time from coaches, ADs, that really want to be there. They just say, we don't care, just tell us where we're going.
Exactly.
We'll show up and play.
Yeah, and that's how it should be. And I like this new format shift. I like this new change. Boz and I have talked about it probably the last month on this show, about the ability for the fan experience to get elevated, I think, a little bit. Because I would love, you know, I'm sitting there listening to our broadcasters, and I love listening to our broadcasters. I will listen to our broadcasters as I'm in the gym watching that game in person. However, there's something to be said about being able to see Atchison in,
right,
person after you just get done watching Troy, Centralia, whoever else in the 1A classification from this area as well. I think that's the element that people need to maybe understand, that your fan experience is going to be elevated, I think, because of this.
Yeah, that's certainly a goal of this. Especially when you think about the quarterfinal round in the traditional sense, was played at 2 o'clock on,
yeah,
on a Wednesday,
yeah,
in Dodge City for Troy fans last year. Potentially, I don't know if that was 2 o'clock, so I apologize. But
Yeah.
Somewhere along the line in the course of state basketball history, it's been that, right?
Sure. Yeah.
And that's tough. That is tough for moms and dads to get there and student bodies and
the 5-hour
band.
Drive.
Yeah. So if they're the top seed, that's kind of the thought is, hey, get them in front of their fan base if they've earned it, hopefully.
But even still, I think the fact that you're not going to travel more than 250 miles regardless, meaning that a team like Troy won't go to Dodge City regardless for that quarterfinal round, no matter what. And I think, you know, again, I'm partial to Dodge City. You see us out there every single year. Boz and I love going out there. We've done it. You know, I've been to Dodge City about 10 years straight now because we're blessed with so many great local teams. But the trip is lingering for some people. But that facility, all of your guys' sites are really, really good. But we've talked about the hospitality on this show multiple times. There is no hospitality hall like Dodge City.
That's pretty good.
It is amazing.
It's pretty solid.
I think who's the guy that runs it out there? His
name? Sean Steiner.
Sean Steiner.
Yeah.
Big Iowa State guy. Big fan of his. He puts on a really good tournament.
Yes, he does. He's top notch. That's for sure.
Love to hear him.
You know, one of the coolest things that you mentioned was you could see a 6A game and then a 2A game potentially.
Sure.
I know it wasn't in this area, so I apologize. But one of the neatest things this year with the additional of the 23 games was Wichita East, the biggest school in the state, went and played at Little River.
Oh, I did, yes.
This year for a girls' game. And that atmosphere was awesome.
Yeah.
And so you just think about what the type of dynamics that creates for students and fan bases. That's pretty neat.
It is. And I think it was a pretty good game, too, if I remember right.
Great game. Great game. 6A versus 1A.
1A and, Division 1.
Yeah. And it was down to the wire.
Down to the wire. Man, I'm still saying I'm taking NEK over anybody. That's not just because I live here. I've been a part of these programs for a long time. But, yeah, great opportunities for you as a fan once we get to the state side of things. Man, I was going to roll right into this, but we've got to take our final timeout. Don't go anywhere because Jay Hall and I will be breaking down the sub-states as they stand right now. Again, official brackets, they come out tomorrow. But you're going to get your first look that you can have. First listen, I guess you could say, is tonight on the Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show. We got Jay Hall from the KSHSAA. This is Jake. We're going to come back and break down every single sub-state, where the standings are right now, and give you the best idea where your team's at heading into postseason basketball. You're listening to the Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show with Jake and Boz here on the MSC Radio Network.
As the market president for the Seneca and Sabetha communities, I want to personally thank our customers for the trust you've placed in Community National Bank. This is Alan Meyer, and we are committed to supporting local farmers, businesses, families, and individuals with the financial tools and personalized services that help you succeed. Our dedicated team is here to guide you through all your banking decisions. Together, we will continue to grow and thrive in our local communities. Welcome home to Community National Bank. Member FDIC.
MCON is a full-service construction company specializing in excavating and underground utility work, as well as conservation and tile projects. MCON recently received the 2025 Kansas Contractors Association Safety and Accident Prevention Award. They offer turnkey services for water and sewer projects, delivering results throughout the Midwest with knowledge and experience as a family-owned local business. MCON is also always looking to add to their 130-plus member team. Contact MCON in Wathena or visit MCONUnderground.com.
Are you looking for a fast, secure place to fill up your vehicle's tank? Stop in at the Pumps, just south of Holton, powered by BMP Propane and Knotty Pine Oil. Whether you are filling up your tank, grabbing a snack, or just need a pit stop on Old 75 Highway, the Pumps has you covered. The Pumps offers E10 87, Premium 91 no ethanol, dyed diesel, clear diesel, and DEF. The Pumps is a family-owned local service, keeping Jackson County moving every day. Swing on by today and get set up for easy 24/7 access.
Hello, my name is Connie, and I have been a patient at Lukert Chiropractic and Wellness for 2 months. I came to their office with the desire to get rid of upper and lower back pain and to get some health coaching. I am happy to report that not only is my back pain virtually gone due to the easy adjustments, exercises, and massage, but I am losing weight as a result of my holistic coaching sessions with Stephanie. For the first time in a long time, I feel in control of my health. Thank you to the team at Lukert Chiropractic and Wellness for the role you've played in my health journey.
Life's better with American Family Insurance, because we know in making the most of your home, DIY doesn't just stand for do it yourself. It also means dream it yourself. And we're here to help protect the dreams you're building. Save up to 23% when you bundle home and auto.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Contact Brad Noller, agent, at 785-273-7502 today. That's 785-273-7502.
At Giant Communications, connection is more than just technology. It's trust. Since 1955, we've proudly supported our communities with dependable service and local touch. From small towns to growing cities, we're here, committed to reliability and keeping you connected to what's most important. Giant Communications, built on connections, powered by community.
This winter, warm up with great food, great drinks, and great times at the Elevator Bar and Grill in Valley Falls. Featuring a daily special and an excellent regular menu, everyone will be sure to find a favorite. Follow the Elevator on Facebook to keep up with our food and drink specials and upcoming entertainment events. Open Monday through Saturday, 11 a.m. to midnight. And remember, when you're at the Elevator in Valley Falls, there's always time for one more.
This is Dorsey Hall, CEO at Community National Bank. You're listening to Community National Bank High School School Board Show on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Thank you, Dorsey, as always, here on the Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show with Jake and Boz, but it's Jay Hall filling in for Boz here tonight. Boz had a family matter to tend to and a positive one at that. His youngest gets married tomorrow, so a rehearsal dinner tonight. He called in the show and tried to be a random person and actually got you. I
got
think,
me,
a little
absolutely.
Bit.
I thought, yeah, sounded like a relative of mine. You know, if you ask anybody in the Case office, I say I'm related to all of Northeast Jackson County. For
you
sure.
Are. You are.
Yeah.
I mean, there's no doubt about it. And hey, we found out tonight. Shout out, Pam. Pam's listening.
Absolutely.
Past her bedtime.
Past her bedtime.
But she's tuning in.
That's right.
Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show. Great work tonight from Ray Penning, Kurt Kilman, everybody across the board, part of the MSC Radio Network, getting you guys every game from the area. We've broken down all the scores. Before we get into this final thing of sub-states here, let everybody know our game ball nominees, because it's definitely one-sided tonight for our nominees as far as the girls and the guys coming in here tonight. Give people one last chance to get some nominees in.
Yeah, so on the girls' side, Harper Westine from Troy with 24 points nominated, and Haley Groff, also Troy, 23 points she put up tonight. On the boys' side, Derek Harvey from Oskaloosa, 37 points. Ethan Morton of Hiawatha with 22 points. I'll just keep going down the Hiawatha list.
Yeah. Okay?
So Braylon Stephen Morgan from Hiawatha, big night breaking the school record, and also a caveat to this one,
yep,
for last night, performance with game-winning shot to
That's
win the
true.
League title, so
right,
double whammy there for his nomination. And then the last one from Hiawatha just came in, Leighton Moore, off the bench with 14 points, I think is what
That's
I saw
impressive.
From the nomination there.
Yeah.
Drake Maley's Jackson Heights, 22 points, moving the top five scoring in school history. Colin Shaughnessy from Axtell with 31 points. And the last one, Colt Jensen. Jensen? Is that the guy?
Jensen, yep.
Jensen, all right. Colt Jensen from Troy with 17 tonight.
Okay. I love it. So those are our nominees. If you don't have anybody on that list that you are thinking should be on this list, you need to call us now or put it in the chat now. because we've only got a few minutes left in the show, and then Jay Hall will be the first time he's ever given away a game ball here on the Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show. Luker Chiropractic and Wellness Game Ball, great partner of ours, Luker Chiropractic and Wellness of Sabetha. Super thankful for them and their partnership. Also with Community National Bank, obviously, for being our partner for the title sponsor of the show. It's been a great year for the show and for our involvement with our communities. We just want to highlight the kids as best that we can, and this is one way that you guys can do that. So give them on the nomination in our chat on the social media channels or on the Giant Communications hotline. 785-547-3461 is the phone number. Oh, how about this one? It just came in. First, this is a first, and I just talked about the kids.
Oh my.
But how about it, huh? Coach Perry Smith from Donovan West, with the win tonight, gets to win number 300.
That's impressive.
Congratulations, Coach Smith. I remember covering his teams when he was at Wetmore, going to state championship tournaments. He actually, quick little funny story, that was my first ever state championship tournament to cover, I believe 2013, 2014, and he was the coach at Wetmore, and I had an iPad. My wife and I had just gotten married. I stole her iPad, and I was doing my darndest to record on the iPad my phone call with Perry because I was not full-time in radio.
Yeah,
I had a full-time IT job. And I was trying to do a coach's interview to play before my broadcast because I had heard, you know, plenty. It was year two of me broadcasting. I'm like, man, that just elevates the broadcast. I got to have it. Well, I had no idea who Perry Smith was. I had no idea where he lived. I just knew Wetmore was where he was coaching. And I did my best. And it was the worst recording I've ever had.
And where was it at?
Do
you remember where that
Dodge
was?
Dodge City.
Okay.
That might be
one of their first time they hosted then.
That's when my love for Dodge City became a thing.
Absolutely.
Because the hospitality, when you show up there, it's like a 6-course meal.
Oh yeah, you don't leave hungry.
And you don't. I mean, if you know what I look like, I don't skip out on meals.
No, me neither.
Especially free meals.
We're live on Facebook. They know we
that's
don't.
That's right. Hey guys.
We don't.
Hey guys. You see this? This is called no neck. Okay, it goes straight from my head to my shoulders, baby. Let's go.
Congratulations, Coach Smith.
Absolutely. Great job. Super fun guy. Great community leader.
Yeah.
Great program. Kids love playing for him. And so great job, Coach Smith. 300 wins. First time ever we've had a coach on that nominee list. So we'll make sure to have him on there. All right, breaking down now sub-states. The people want to know, Jay Hall, again, got to preface it. This is not official. The official brackets will be released tomorrow. You can check those out on mscsports.net. As soon as they are available, we'll have them out for you across the board. I'm going to start us in 4A. This is on the boys' side of things. We talked about Atchison, the Phoenix, still perfect on the season. One game back, or half game back, I guess, of Rock Creek. Marginal points are a big factor in 4, 5, and 6A. Jay Hall, and so the way that this bracket shakes out, top 16 of the 18 make it to sub-state. And so that means, as it stands right now, again, not official, but Lewisburg Parsons outside looking in. But Atchison, the 2 seed right now as it stands on the boys' side of 4A.
Yeah. Click on their so their schedule. They still have probably – so they did play – they played tomorrow.
Yep, played tomorrow against Maranatha.
Tomorrow, and then they got 2 games next week. So.
Because their season's extended.
Yeah. They don't seed till next Saturday. Next Friday is their last time to play.
Okay. So that's only 4, 5, and 6A.
Correct.
And the only 4A schools that we cover in our area are Atchison. And so we will not have the Phoenix ladies or the guys until next week. But like you mentioned, 3 more games still on the docket for them to try and catch Rock Creek. I mean, Rock Creek, they've got that's still Atchison. Let me click on Rock Creek's. They still have 2 games themselves. They got Wamego and Pratt next week to round out their season. Let me ask you real quick here. I see Atchison 20-0, but I see a couple Missouri schools. That does that still factors
yeah,
into
still
the
factors
total
in.
Record, correct?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay. Just wanted to verify that. So Atchison, I mean, will be no worse than the top two in 4A, so they will stay away from Rock Creek until state time, which is a big, big deal for the Phoenix trying to get to a state tournament this year. On the girls' side of things in 4A, the Lady Phoenix, they're in the tournament. They will not miss the postseason, guaranteed, based off their record. They as well have two games remaining, I should say. They got Casey Washington and Schlegel next week. If history repeats itself, the Lady Phoenix defeated Casey Washington earlier this season and also won by forfeit against Schlegel earlier this month. So the Phoenix trying to improve their seeding right now, because as it stands, I got to count backwards, they're currently 11th in 4A on the east side for the girls. All right, Jay Hall, let's go to 3A on the girls' side of things. And we got to give a quick shout-out. Because Jay Hall and I are sitting here basically saying, hey, it's coming, get ready for it, we have two unofficial brackets that have been presented to me via text, and I think it's okay for us to say who it was. You said coaches. I'll give the love where the love is due. Coach Stacy Jasper and her husband Brady, like, they don't have anything better to do on a Friday night after getting a couple home wins.
I'm trying to break down film.
They're breaking down film, breaking down brackets, and they've got it in the most legible way I've ever seen a handmade bracket.
Marker board right there.
Can you see that? That's impressive.
Those are straight lines.
They're straight lines, and you can read the team names. on the boys' side in 3A, this is the Sabetha Substate. Again, unofficial until tomorrow, but pretty accurate from the way that I looked at this bracket. We'll break down 2A and 1A here in just a moment. But 3A, Sabetha Boys Substate, Hiawatha, your Big East League champs. They are your top seed in that bracket. Holton, the 16 seed. So Hiawatha will host Holton in the first round of Substate. Which I believe will be, I'll get to that in just a second, first days coming up. Bishop Ward, the 9, at Oskaloosa, the 8. Again, these are all based off of standings right now, not official till tomorrow. Don't hold us to it, please. Riverside Boys, the 4 seed, and they will host Riley County next week in that substate at Sabetha. And when I'm saying at Sabetha, again, keep in mind that is because that's where the final game, substate championship games, will be played. Heritage Christian Academy on the boys' side, they're the 5. They would host Royal Valley next week in that substate. So again, 1 through 16, Jay Hall, just make sure I'm in the same pew at the same church as you right now. 1 through 16 gets seeded out, but then it breaks into 2 substate tournaments.
Yep, 2 substate tournaments, two brackets of 8 of that 16.
So one state qualifier from each of those.
Yep.
So Hiawatha, Holton, Oskaloosa, Bishop Ward, Riverside, Riley County, Heritage Christian, Royal Valley. That is one substate. One winner from that substate will go to a state tournament. The 2 seed in this Sabetha substate, Silver Lake. 15th seed, Maranatha. So Maranatha will be at Silver Lake. Sabetha, Nemaha Central. Nemaha County rivalry.
How about that?
They play on Monday in a game that doesn't matter for substate standings, but they play Monday. They would play again at the end of the week in the first round of substate in the 7-10 matchup.
Interesting
developments, my friend. Pleasant Ridge is the 14. They would travel to third seeded Perry Lecompton in this substate, and then the 6 seed Jeff West Tigers hosting Marysville in the 6-11 matchup. So again, Silver Lake, Maranatha, Sabetha, Nemaha, Perry, Pleasant Ridge, Jeff West, Marysville on the boys' side in that substate. One of those teams to the state tournament in a few weeks. On the girls' side in 3A, it's the Big East League champ Silver Lake, top seed in the sub-state, number one ranked team in Class 3A. They would host Bishop Ward next week in their quarterfinal game. Nemaha Central hosting Perry Lecompton in an interesting Big East matchup rematch from earlier this season. Another rematch would be Riley County, the 4, hosting 13th-seeded Holton in their quarterfinal. And then Jeff West, my dark horse pick, the Tigers, hosting Marysville in the 5-12 matchup. So on that side of the bracket, Silver Lake, Bishop Ward, Nemaha Central, Perry Lecompton, Riley County, Holton, Jeff West, Marysville, one team to the state tournament. Opposite side of this sub-state, Jay Hall, Hiawatha, the 2-seed, hosting Sabetha in the 2-15 matchup in that one. And then Riverside, the 7-seed, hosting Royal Valley in the 7-10 matchup on the girls' side of things. And, you know, again, we're looking at records and how close these teams are. That 7-10 is a, I mean, let's go back to the other side really quick. The 8-9 matchup, Nemaha Central, Perry. You know, Nemaha Central 13-9. Perry 12-11, Riverside 14-9, Oskaloosa 15-8, Jeff West 15-7. I mean, you could go all the way up to the top two, basically. Seeds 3 through, honestly, 10 are separated by just a couple games.
Yeah, and that's not nothing new for the Northeast Kansas part of basketball, right? I mean, that's tradition right there that is pretty, we're accustomed to seeing.
Heritage Christian Academy, the 3-seed, they would host, trying to get this figured out here. Pleasant Ridge. That I thought that was RR for a second, but it was PR.
Okay.
That's why I was like, RR, I don't know who that is. Pleasant Ridge, the 14. That's why I got it queued up as well. Heritage Christian Academy hosting Pleasant Ridge in the 3-14. Then the 6-11 would be Oskaloosa hosting Maranatha Christian Academy. So again, Hiawatha, Sabetha, Riverside, Roll Valley, Heritage Christian Academy, Pleasant Ridge, Oskaloosa, and Maranatha. On that side of sub-state, one team will go to a state tournament. Unofficial bracket, but big ups to you, Stacy, and Brady. Stacy's the one that sent it to me, so I'm going to give her all the props.
Yeah.
And Brady, he would agree.
Okay.
She gets the credit for breaking that down for us for 3A, making our job just a little bit easier here, dude, because now we go to 2A where nothing is set in stone yet on either side. So let's just start with the guys, and we'll muddle our way through this thing as best that we can, because not everybody's season is a completed season quite yet as far as – and explain that for me really quick, because some people might go to the KSHSAA website and say, well, it said this yesterday. Why is it out there? Because
right.
Not every school gets it submitted right away.
Is well, yeah, right? Absolutely. That's a big hurdle that we have on sub-state seeding night, and about every sport is making sure we get – all scores reported timely and accurately. That
sure.
is important. So that's why I know some people think, hey, it's taking them forever. Are they even at work? Yeah, we are. It's 1 a.m.
I was gonna jump in right there because football this past fall.
Yeah,
I was really curious where things were at. We had just finished the show. We had done our best to figure out the best that we could try to guess. And then I gave you a phone call at like 1:30 in the morning. Said, hey. Where are we sitting with, I think it was Pitt Colgan and Jackson Heights.
Three-way tie or something. Yeah, yeah.
I think for 1A football, who gets the one here? That's the only one we can't figure out. And you're like, well, we got the coin flip that's going to happen. And you were able to give me some information.
Yeah.
And I appreciated that.
Yeah.
But we waited until the next day, until everything came out. But for Boz and I's sake, man, I wanted to know because I'm trying to figure out who's got to go where. So in 2A. On the boys' side of things. This is at the Mission Valley Substate. Again, championship game will be played at Mission Valley, regardless of who's in this tournament. 2A, for whatever reason, Jay Hall. 3A is great. It's loaded. It's got a lot of local teams. 2A's just got so many teams from our local area in it. So many.
Lots of opportunity.
Opportunity. I love it. So, top overall seed. This is for sure the number one seed in this 2A boys' Substate will be Care Paravel out of Topeka. And they're a team that I thought a season ago could have made it to a state tournament. This first year in football, I think this past year.
Yeah, 11-man.
Being members of the 11-man KSHSAA. They've been in basketball for a couple of years.
Yeah. They might be closer to five now. But
okay.
Yeah.
But a team that, I mean, I've watched them play last year. They brought everybody back. Definitely not a team to overlook in 2A. But how about it? Again, it gets broken down here. JCN, the Chargers, are finding their way. And as it stands right now, JCN, the 2 seed in this 2A sub-state. So they would host quarters and semis, again, if it stands the way that it is. And Rossville, them dogs, man, they played a tough Big East schedule. Right behind them, St. Mary's tonight. Yep. That game went into overtime. Rossville, correct me if I'm wrong, got the win.
St. Mary's played Silver Lake, and that went to overtime.
Oh,
and this is boys, right? We're talking
correct,
boys.
Correct, boys.
And Silver Lake beat St. Mary's in double overtime.
Oh, and that's right. And Rossville, they
Rossville won big.
They won big in their
ball over Riley County.
Yep. Riley County. Yep. And so you got Rossville, as it stands right now, the 3 seed. St. Mary's, the 4 seed. So what that, again, is indicative of, your top 4 seeds, the 1 and the 4 will be on the same side. 2 and 3 will be on the same side. Now we go to the 5 seed, Valley Falls. Big win on the road tonight at Jackson Heights, your Northeast Kansas League boys champion. They, as it stands right now, the 5 seed, so they'll be on the same side as it stands right now as Care Paravel and St. Mary's in that sub-state. Marhill Mounts Academy, the 6. Kansas City Christian, the 7. Linden, the 8. D. West, the 9. Jackson Heights, the 10 with the loss tonight. So Jackson Heights, they will travel to Kansas City Christian as it stands right now. Linden would host Donovan West in the 8-9 matchup. Mission Valley, the 11. Washington County, excuse me, the 12. 13th seed is Northern Heights. 14 is McLeod. 15. Oh, my math didn't math there, Jay Hall.
Okay.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16. Oh, there's 17. So only top 16 make it, though, correct?
Correct.
Okay. So I beg your pardon. My math was right.
Your math was right.
But Valley Heights does not go to sub-state then?
Based on what we're seeing here.
Okay. Okay. Again, not official.
Right.
Not official. But as it stands right now, Horton, the 16, they would go to Care Paravel. Atchison County Community High School, the 15. McLeod, the 14 in 2A boys. For that sub-state. Again, at Mission Valley, a question just came through, Jay Hall. I'd be okay if you were willing to answer this. Two teams have the same exact record. Example, Perry Riverside. How do they decide who's the 3 seed, who's the 4 seed? You got head-to-head that comes into that?
Head-to-head would be first if they played each other.
Yeah.
If they didn't, or if they played twice and they split, then it wouldn't factor in. But then it would just go to winning percentage.
Okay, and is there a coin flip?
Of course, you said it's Todd. Yeah, sorry.
Correct. It's okay.
Coin flip would take place.
Coin flip takes place on that.
Yep.
And so that's what separates Perry and Riverside potentially in that 3-4. It would be a coin flip.
Do they have the same amount of wins?
I can tell you in uno momento here.
Okay.
So if this is 3A, and so Riverside and Perry, yeah, exact, both 16 and 7, separating them for the 3 and 4 seed. And so all likelihood that's going to go to a coin flip since they're not in the same league. Quickly looking at schedule, they did not play each other. So strictly a coin flip then.
Yes.
And then, okay, so that's how you differentiate. Appreciate you, Matt, for the question for Jay Hall. That's why we've got Jay Hall up in here right now, guys. Okay? He's the one that he knows everything.
No.
Okay? That's going on.
Don't
no?
go there.
You,
don't
you,
go there.
You don't want me to give you that much clout?
Nope.
Okay. All right. So on the staying on the boys side of things here, we're in we just finished up 2A. 1A division number 1 on the boys side, brackets are out. Frankfort Centralia matched up at Frankfort will take place Monday night at 6:00. Couple of Twin Valley League teams battling it out. Centralia's win tonight did not factor into sub-state seating, but want everybody to remember too, games that happen tonight and even games that happen next week, they still matter.
Yeah, they have 23 games they can play during the regular season before postseason begins. So if the seeding date, which took place on Wednesday for 1A, right?
Yeah.
Then any game they play after that before sub-state counts towards their state record if they qualify for state. So still matter, for sure.
Still matters. Doesn't matter for your sub-state seeding, but it matters if you make it to the state tournament. So Frankfort Centralia, your matchup. In the 8-9 matchup, this is Clifton Clyde, sub-state. Opie, your top overall seed in this sub-state. Continuing on here for 1A Division 1, Clifton Clyde, the 7 seed. They will host Burlingame in the same sub-state on their side. of the bracket would be Bishop Seabury, who is the 2. So they would be at Clifton Clive for the 7-10 matchup against Burlingame. Troy will take on Onega in the first round Monday night at 6 o'clock. That is on Monday. Troy Onega at Troy. Winner of that game will go to Canton Galva on February 28th, which would be next Saturday at Canton Galva, and then the championship game on March 6th at Clifton Clyde. Same with the top side of the bracket. Again, Centralia Frankfort winner goes to Opie next Saturday, and then the championship on the 6th of March. Commenter just came in, Jay Hall, just so you're aware, and said, so basically it comes down to fate at that point if it's a coin flip.
Yes.
Yeah, luck.
That would be it.
That'd be it. 1A Division 2, Axtell. 21-1 overall record, perfect year in the Twin Valley League. They're your top overall seed in this sub-state, which is held at Wakefield. They will play the winner of Pike Valley and Natoma in Axtell for the semifinal round. They have a bye in the opening round. Lynn will host Wakefield in the opening round on Monday at 6 o'clock. Hanover has a bye. They're the 2 seed in this sub-state. So, again, TVL fans, you can rejoice. Hanover-Axtell would not happen again until the state tournament because they're on opposite sides of the bracket. And then Blue Valley-Randolph, the 6 seed, would be playing host to Chase County in a 6-11 matchup at Blue Valley.
That's
on...
just Chase High School.
Oh, that's not Chase County.
Two different things there.
My apologies.
Chase High School.
See, that's why I need the man who knows all here with me. Appreciate that. All right, now 1A Division 1 on the girls' side of things. Top overall seed, Wabunsee. They got to buy the first round. They will play either Burlingame or Rural Vista in Wabunsee. This is going to be, again, their opening round game is next Tuesday. They won't play again until the following Monday. And so the boys are playing Monday, Saturday. Girls are playing Tuesday, Monday. And so Wabunsee would host Rural Vista Burlingame next Monday, a week from this upcoming Monday.
Right.
Troy, they've got a bye. Gossel has a bye. So the 4-5 matchup's already set in stone. Troy, the girls, Jay Hall, they don't play a game until March 2nd.
Right.
So they got over a week off, and that is a home game for Troy. Winner of Troy Gossel play the winner of Wabunsee and either Rural Vista or Burlingame, that game at Clifton Clyde on the 7th of March.
That is one downside that we've heard from on 1A is that postseason can maybe be a little long, a little gap. But
yeah,
you got to remember we have
less teams.
Well, that, but also we have 7 classes that we have to have a postseason for, and a vital part of that is officials. And so you've got to have you have to have enough officials throughout each one of those days that you're playing that are qualified to work and that are able to work.
Sure.
So that's one of the biggest reasons why that you do have to space this out more than you'd like, for sure. But that's what some people need to know that.
Yeah, I love it. Centralia, the 2 seed in this sub-state, they stay away from both Wabunsee and Troy, and so they are the 2. They will host either Canton Galva or league foe Frankfort in the semi-final round on March 2nd. That will be at Centralia. And then Clifton Clyde hosting Onega next Tuesday. Winner gets 3-seeded Opie, the Eagles, in Opie on March 2nd. That's 1A Division 1 girls. And then finally 1A D2 girls, because these brackets, again, already out. Hanover, they'll host either Center or Natoma on March 2nd. In Hanover for the semifinals, Axtell will host either Pike Valley or Chase High School in the semifinals on March 2nd, and then the winners of those two semis play each other. Man, I was at the Axtell-Hanover girls game not too long ago. It came down to the wire. Hanover with a 3-pointer at the buzzer to win by 2. I would love it to see an Axtell-Hanover rematch once again, except this time winner goes to a state tournament. That would be pretty awesome. On the bottom side, or the other side, I should say, of the sub-state, Lynn, the 2 seed, they will host either Tuscan or Thunder Ridge. Blue Valley Randolph, how about them? 15-8 this season. This is a team that brought a lot of girls back. They nearly upset a team last year in the quarterfinal of sub-state that ended up placing 3rd in the state tournament a season ago. They brought everybody back, and Blue Valley is your 3rd seed. They will place
play either Stafford or Wakefield in the semifinals. So very possible that you're going to have two. It might be a bet. I don't want to make it a jinx by any stretch, but I fully anticipate two TVL semifinals. So almost a guarantee that you're going to have two TVL teams in Emporia and one AD2 on the grill side.
In the state tournament.
State tournament. What did I say?
No. I was just,
okay. No.
Oh,
yeah. At the state tournament. Yeah. Yes. In Emporia.
Yeah.
Kind of like
last year.
I would almost
Colby, right?
Correct.
Yep.
Correct. All right. So that's 1A on the boys and the girls side. Brackets again already out for them. We did 2A boys. We got to finish it up with the 2A girls now, and then that will be every single bracket. If your brain is as mush as mine right now, I'm sorry, but this is how it is every single year.
Yeah.
When, you know, typically, you know, it's Boz and I trying to break all this down, but man, we got the man here that's helping me out, keeping things straight in line as best as possible. Again, none of this stuff is official until tomorrow. I mean, are you having... You're not having to seed everything, are you?
It's getting taken place right now.
Oh man, you know, could you imagine if we had the relationship with the KSHSAA where we just got a phone call right now and they're like, all right, we got the brackets ready. Let's go ahead and release them. You think you can pull that string?
I could, but I don't think we will.
Dang, live radio, man. I tried. It never hurts to ask.
Maybe someday.
Someday
it's possible.
Someday we got.
We just rotate. We can start. One year northeast, we'll go to a southeast.
There you go.
Station,
yeah.
Southwest.
I actually love that idea. It's almost like a Selection Sunday type deal,
you know,
for basketball, for college. I love that.
We've talked about something like that.
Okay. Come on now. Come on. You know stop one is going to be, right?
We'll see.
Oh, come on now.
I have to go to Southwest Kansas right after this to do their radio show. They're Mountain Time. So we'll be all right.
Liar. 2A girl substate, Kansas City Christian. They are your top seed in that substate. This is, again, the Mission Valley substate. A lot of local teams in this 2A substate. KCC is your top number one seed. The two seeds staying away from the top seed is Linden, as it stands right now. Bar Hill Mounts Academy is the 3, is 16-7. Oh, by the way, Valley Heights are 16-7 as well. So did Linden win tonight? Nothing's finalized.
They did win.
Oh, they did win tonight. So their season
that win, yeah.
Technically is complete then. So Linden is 16-6. Their winning percentage is better than both Mar Hill and Valley Heights. So Mar Hill and Valley Heights, this is a big time coin flip opportunity right here.
They didn't play? You know?
I would almost put money on that they did not. Two different leagues.
Yeah.
They did not play.
Midseason tournaments, you never know.
Sure.
I guess they do the league tournament.
Correct.
Yeah.
Twin Valley League for sure. But in this instance right here, this could be a coin flip between Mar Hill Mounts Academy and Valley Heights. And the 3-4 is massive because I feel like, anyway, you'd much rather be the 3 seed, not have to take on the top overall seed, the top overall dog in your substate. Maybe I'm making a mountain out of an anthill here. But, so if you're Mar Hill or Valley Heights, you're hoping to win that coin flip to be the 3 seed so you can stay away from top overall seed.
Yeah. I mean, the one thing we know, and you've said this 100 times tonight, is what kind of pressure did you go through in the regular season?
True.
You know, that's what's going to really make the difference, whether you're playing a top seed or not. It's a psychological thing, I guess, more than anything. But,
sure.
You know, once the ball goes up and the whistle blows, you sort it all out eventually.
Kansas City Christians played a lot of local teams from the Northeast Kansas League and Riverside, Horton, McLouth, and the likes, Pleasant Ridge. And so very familiar kind of common opponents that you could look into for them. But they, again, are the number one team in that substate. And so Mar Hill, the 3, Valley Heights, the 4, both tied. It'll come down to a coin flip for them to see who is going to be the 3 and the 4. Horton, the 5, make sure that their game tonight, yes, is booked in there. So they are sitting in there. They are pretty much locked in. They are locked into the 5 seed. So Horton will be the 5. They'll be on the same side as either Valley Heights and Mar Hill and Kansas City Christian. Donovan West, they are your 6 seed locked in 2A. So they will be on the same side as Linden. JCN, the 7 seed, excuse me, they will be on the same side as D West. Mission Valley, your 8. Rossville, your 9. And so as it stands right now, Mission Valley hosting Rossville, Big East versus Pioneer League? No.
Flint Hills.
Flint Hills League, thank you. From Mission Valley, again, if I'm just talking like I do because I got a voice and I like to spout. I'll take Big East 6 days a week, twice on Sunday in the matchup, but you never know. That's why you roll the ball out there. Rossville at Mission Valley, that is pretty much locked. It is locked in for that. Caraparavel is your 10 seed. Jackson Heights, your 11. Valley Falls, your 12. So just for sake, Valley Falls will go to Horton in that matchup. Jackson Heights, you'll go to Donovan West in this 2A substate. Northern Heights is your 13. Washington County, your 14. ACCHS, your 15. And then St. Mary's and McLouth, the 16-17, seeing who's going to make it in. It looks like, as it stands right now, that will be St. Mary's as the 16 seed making it to the sub-state tournament. Is this the first year where there's 17?
Well, I was looking just to make sure looks like we have a cooperative agreement in 2A.
Okay.
So that so theoretically, without double-checking, 65 schools.
Okay.
In 2A.
So there's your odd number. Okay. Well, that makes sense. I just don't recall that happening in years past, and so that makes sense why, because the new thing, cooperative comes in. Okay, so 65 schools in 2A now, meaning that's why one team left out.
That's the way it looks just off the top of my head.
Not official.
That's what I would say.
We got to say that. We said it all night long. Not official, people, but dang close, and we're doing our best right now. And I love this with live radio because I don't know anybody else that tries to do this, that tries to make your mind mush like we try to do, but I feel like, and I've had people tell me that they appreciate the effort to try and make this happen because, obviously we're going to have it on our website tomorrow, but people can kind of, you know, go to bed and like, man, all right, so we got another, we're potentially going to play another league school once again, third time's a charm, you know, whatever that might be. And I think the optics for people to know that, that there is a chance that you're going to play somebody again locally, in the first round, and just kind of gasses that up a little bit. Sometimes it's rivalries. We saw Sabetha and Nemaha Central. Pretty high likelihood that that's going to happen on the guys' side.
And if you've lost twice, what's the old adage? It's hard to beat someone
three times. Yeah. I don't care if you're a 16-1 matchup, man. I remember broadcasting out again, Dodge City, and the Axtell Eagles were out in Dodge City, and they were the 8 seed, and they knocked off the 1 seed.
Yeah.
And I never, you can't ever say ever. You never say never. Hoosiers, I mean, you can throw out all these different examples of, you know, Fairleigh Dickinson. But the ideology is that you're never going to see that kind of big upset. But, man, it happens all the time.
Oh, every year. Yeah. I mean, I said it just a minute ago, your product, your regular season, and in the moment, you got to remember, we're dealing with teenage kids here.
High school
kids. High school kids. Could have a bad day, could have a great day, somewhere in between. That's the beauty of a high school coach right there.
No doubt. Beauty? Is it a beauty?
I'm trying to be nice.
Yeah, coaches might have a different perspective of what beauty is from that side of things. Well, hey, that's going to do it for this week's show. Before we get into our Lucre Chiropractic and Wellness Game Ball winner for the night, which is the final thing that we do, I just want to tell you again, thank you for joining me tonight. Your insight, what you do with the KSHSAA, it doesn't go unnoticed. The changes that you guys do and the opportunity you give our student athletes to excel in extracurriculars, it doesn't go unnoticed. So I really do appreciate what you guys do.
Well, I appreciate that, and kudos to you as well. And this group, this MSC radio group, covers a large area and lots of schools in this area that I'm sure they're appreciative of. If they haven't ever told you that, I'm going to tell it for them that you guys do a great job.
I appreciate that. I really, really do. We put a lot of time into it. We got a large number of staff, seasonal, full-time, part-time, that make all of this possible. And without them, without our crew, all of our team members, this definitely would not happen. But you want to give one quick shameless plug for officials? You know, I feel like we always do that every time we talk with you. We need more officials?
Just thank them. Yeah. Thank officials as much as you can. Especially these next few weeks. It's a grind for them. They have full-time jobs that they're going to get off work and go try to do the best effort they can for the students playing the biggest game of their season, same as officials. So they're going to give it their all, but they're in your community doing the same things you guys are doing day in and day out. So any opportunity you can, just give them a thanks, and they're going to do their best for you.
And this is not coming from Jay Hall. It's not coming as a sponsored thing from the KSHSAA, but I'm just going to say, I have plenty of times where I'm disagreeing with an official's call, but you know what? If you think you can do better, put a whistle on. Get out there and do it. If you feel like that you need to be, that you're better than what you're seeing on the court, man, put a whistle on, get out there and do it, because hey, you guys can use the help, no doubt about it, but yeah, thank the officials that are there. There's a lot of people that have been doing it for a very long time, and I love seeing Mr. George Everett at the Thunder Classic, and he came up to me and said, still ticking, still going.
Yeah.
Like, dude, I don't think I've never in my lifetime had a basketball season that he wasn't on the floor, and that's going to be a sad day.
Well, that's
that
a guarantee
happens.
You haven't, yeah.
Yeah, 100%. I'm not 50-plus years old.
There's people that have the title grandpa that have never been on a basketball court without him on it.
Yeah.
So, think about that.
That's wild. That's absolutely wild. All right, final thing that we do every single week. Again, next week's the only guaranteed show left of the season. It's been an awesome season. We got a game ball to give away tonight. Jay Hall, if you can, just read through your nominees one final time, and then I'm putting you on the spot, dude. I do it every single week with Boz, and you got to select one guy and one girl to win our Lucre Chiropractic and Wellness game ball.
All right, so we're going to go, here's our list. Here's our nominees. We got Haley Groff from Troy with 23 tonight nominated. Harper Wettstein, Troy, with 24 tonight. Boys, that's it for the girls.
Okay. That's it. So,
unless we're going to count Perry Smith, 300 wins.
I mean,
shout out.
I mean, that's
shout
pretty
out.
Awesome.
All right.
But we,
yeah, yeah.
I love Perry, but
Perry would turn it down.
He would turn
he
it
would
down.
He would turn it down.
Give it to the kids.
All right. On the boys' side, we got Derek Harvey from Oskaloosa, nominated with 37 points. Big night for him. Ethan Morton from Hiawatha, 22 points. The other Hiawatha people we have, Leighton Moore, 14 points off the bench. And then Braylon Stephen Morgan from Hiawatha with a school record.
Single season scoring record?
Is that right?
Yeah, so he currently holds the single season. He's at 400.
Yep. On that tonight, and a game-winning shot last night to win the conference championship. Colt Jensen from Troy with 17 tonight. Colin Shaughnessy Axtell with 31. Drake Maley's Jackson Heights, 22 points. Top five scoring in Jackson Heights history tonight. So pretty impressive. Pretty career for that gentleman.
Yeah, no doubt about it. All right.
All right, so one girl, one boy.
Give me one girl name that you're giving a ball to and one guy name.
I think we got to go with Haley Groff from Troy.
Yeah.
For Troy. Big night for them. They're moving on to the sub-state tournament, looking to have a special season like they did last year.
Yeah, first-year starter for the Trojans as well, and yeah, playing well. Good night for her. Haley Croft, your girls game ball winner here tonight. How about on the guy's side?
All right, so tough one.
Yeah.
But I wrote down, as we were reading scores, talking,
sure.
I put down quite the impressive performance for Hiawatha the last 2 days.
Sure.
Considering what they've done.
Right.
So I'm going to stick with someone from Hiawatha.
Okay.
And I feel like a gentleman that shot or game-winning shot to win the conference and then breaks a school record the next night.
Yeah.
That's pretty impressive. So Braylon Stephen Morgan, game ball.
Braylon Stephen Morgan from Hiawatha, your boys' winner tonight. Haley Groff from Troy on the girls' side of things. Congratulations to those two student-athletes. Boz and I have got some catching up to do. We've got a trip to Silver Lake, Axtell in our future coming up, as well as now Hiawatha and Troy and JCN. Those are the stops we've still got to make to catch up. Guys, I hope you have a great weekend. Again, regional wrestling coverage tomorrow on the Holton Channel. 4A regionals at Holton, and then the 3A regionals live from Rossville. The 3 through 1A regionals on the boys' side of things, live coverage on 103.9 KMZA. Jay Hall, again, thank you very much for hanging out with me tonight and making this show a lot easier.
A lot of fun. Been a pleasure.
All right. For Jay Hall, for Ray, for Kurt, this is Jake. Have a great weekend. Hope you guys stay warm and enjoy everything. Postseason time is here. Let's keep it rolling next week. You're on the MSC Radio Network.
Thanks for listening to the Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show. This program has been brought to you in part by Honeyman Ford, McDonald's in Hiawatha and Seneca, by MCON, American Family Insurance Agent Brad Noller, BNP Propane, by the Denison State Bank, by JBN Telephone Company, Highland Community College, Helena Agra Enterprise, by Commercial Tire Solutions, Edward Jones, Sunflower Community Credit Union, by Blue Valley Technologies,
Luker Chiropractic, and by Giant Communication. The Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show is a production of the MSC Sports Radio Network.